Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we are certainly engaging the globalists in the info war right now, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday, June 10th, 2014 worldwide broadcast. And we are going to obviously be taking your phone calls and covering all of the incredibly important news that's transpiring. I've got to say that the immigration news is so huge. And it's not even getting a lot of what you'd call dinosaur media attention. Or they blandly report, oh yeah, a third U.S. military base is filling up with the hundreds of thousands of illegal children who just get off airplanes or who are brought across the border and dumped by their parents. Obama opens third military base to deal with flood of illegal children immigrants as officials insist they are being cared for despite abuse allegations. See, even the Daily Mail, it's about abuse allegations, which is important, but it comes after the crisis itself. The United States is being advertised that if you can get here with leprosy or double amputee or blind child, whatever the case is, we're going to pay for you as the country goes bankrupt. I mean, 30,000-40,000 Cubans in the 80s, coming over in a couple of boat flotillas was a big issue because a bunch of them were criminals. They called it the Cuban crime wave because Castro was, you know, dumping a lot of his prisons onto the United States. So some of them were good people. They were political prisoners and people. But that was a minority. And of course, they made the fictional Scarface written by the great Oliver Stone, based on a five-year investigation of real characters he just changed the name of. It's basically a true story, and I've seen an interview he gave where he broke that down. He even spent years with the cartels in Latin America to write that script. He also wrote Conan the Barbarian, interestingly enough, side issue. It was his first big break. The point is that this is hundreds of thousands. It's estimated over 200,000 already. Another 260,000, the federal government came out yesterday in a memo and said they think are going to be coming in. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this has never been done by anybody. Obama is literally taking a giant dump on the country. And I don't usually use scatological verbiage. I don't usually need to use, but I mean, when a shoe fits, wear it. I mean, there's no other way to describe the way this country is being gutted. Our power plants turned off. Obamacare meant to stall our country. Meanwhile, you know the other shoe's about to drop. When they start arresting governors and filmmakers and pro-lifers all over the country for their speech, persecuting people, and then coming out and saying, I mean, he had Ronald Reagan on his Facebook. He had Rand Paul on his Facebook. And they've attacked Rand Paul. And they've attacked Breitbart. But No, Alex Jones, we are swamped with the CNN, MSNBC clips. I mean, there's got to be six or seven of them we've already been sent by listeners. And there's no way to air all of this or even digest it all. We're going to try to play some of it where they are basically saying he did it because of me. When everyone knows that, yeah, cloning's been going on since the Nazis. That's now declassified. Rabbits. Rabbits are the most fertile mammal that we know of. They've been cloning humans in embryonic form since the 80s. And they always bury it like a footnote. I remember, we're going to skip this network break, and then we'll just go out with the whatever you guys want. I just want to say this crew for a three-hour radio show, some days longer, is the hardest working folks. The way they just jump and scramble when I get in my manic mode here on air. I want to just pray for folks, pray for my great crew, and salute them. What a great crew. The radio crew is in the bunker. They are in the command base. And it's like Ender's Game. We're actually engaging the New World Order, and we thought it was all a game the whole time. let's go ahead. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead. I have to skip this break so I have time to get to all the callers as promised. The globalists are making the same mistake Napoleon and Hitler made, literally starting war with Russia. But if they think Russia is going to be an issue, the American people kicked the redcoats' butt. And I don't care how much mind control you've got, how much propaganda, it may have 80% of the public caught in its web, and I think that's a high number. You don't have the rest of the people, and if people won't change and won't submit and won't roll over in the dirt, there are a lot of people that aren't scared. It's beyond being scared. You've got an instinct that my biggest problem, because I'm only like 5'10", 5'11", I hunch over, so I'm 5'10", and I am a big guy. I mean, I'm muscular, but I'm not like some of these huge guys that are 6'7", you know, 300 pounds, can bench press, you know, 600 pounds. And a lot of big guys are nice, but I have this problem, like if a big guy tries to push his way past me or treat me like I'm a little guy, I mean, I guess you'd call it Napoleonic syndrome. I say, listen, I mean, immediately I want to climb up on top of them and kick their ass. And it's actually a weakness of mine that I've developed not to be so, you know, looking for trouble. Because I don't look for fights, but the worst time is some big guy starts a fight with me, man. And what it is it's fight or flight. And I finally psychologically in the last decade figured out what it is and have learned to just control it. Let big guys push me around and stuff because I got bigger fights to fight. Is that it's a fight or flight. I mean, a big guy's pushing me around at a primitive level, my body gears up to, you know, go after him. And most of the time they're not going to win because I'm the little guy and they're in the wrong. I'm cornered. And it's the same thing with this government. That's why I'm not afraid of them. It's the opposite. I'm just like, these are bad, evil people who hate humanity. And my instincts are, let's fight them. But you don't fight them stupid by going in a grocery store and shooting cops who are probably good people. Even if they were bad, they deserve a trial. We don't become the New World Order to fight the New World Order is what I'm trying to get at. And I really appreciate that last caller. You touched my heart, sir. God bless you. Yeah, there's all sorts of weird experiments going on and just stuff that's off the chart. And it's industrial level. I'm not bragging when I say that when in the 80s, I guess late 80s, my mom and dad had multiple discussions. And my dad would say, let's talk about it privately and stuff like that with my mom. So I never even heard all of it. He won't talk about it today, where the CIA tried to hire him, because I had some family that did stuff for the CIA, to be inducted in Maryland into literal below ground bases for a 4-year secret tour. And they were hiring other top dentists that were pioneering implants. My dad pioneered implants and would, you know, taught it at medical school and all that. And it was literally, they just said it's cybernetics, it's highly advanced, and it was $400,000 a year, way more money than he was making then, and he owned dental offices. And he said no, because my dad did work at the medical school. He was someone who would do medical procedures on high-level CIA people. They would come into him, and then they would not allow deadening. They would have people there watching while he did procedures on people just because they can't be put under. That was back during the Cold War. And so my dad did do that. Probably get mad at me even telling this. But the whole point is that what that guy was talking about, I mean, it's reportedly really bad what's going on now. I mean, you name it, Island of Dr. Maru level stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And It's just from what I've been told by high level people, not my dad. He was just went and interviewed and was told about it. And it's just we're not in Kansas is what I'm trying to tell people. Let's go to GB in Louisiana. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I've taken your advice. And I started my own web page, aggregating some news, trying to wake up my local community down here in New Orleans, and doing some man on the street type interviews down in the French Quarter, just trying to wake up regular folks like me and you.
Well, keep it up. What do you think about what's going on with the attempt to start the Civil War? Do you disagree they're trying to do that, or what do you think?
No, I agree. I just completed a Citizens Academy with my local sheriff down here, and I confronted him on the fact that he was reiterating these talking points that you've been mentioning over the last, you know, God knows how long, about domestic terrorism and how they weren't worried about Al-Qaeda anymore, and that they've got to do something because people are dying every day. And I asked him, you know, where? Who, like, you know, he was speaking like there was already a war going on.
Well, that's because MSNBC and CNN go, there's an epidemic of Tea Partiers killing people. 36 in 12 years. That's three a year. That's the opposite of an epidemic. That's less people than great white sharks kill every year, one of the rarest ways to die. I mean, my point is, no, that's the thing. They've got to do something. Harry Reid's on the Senate floor. We have the clip. We got to shut down free speech, the Tea Party. I mean, this is outrageous.
I emailed Kurt Nimmo about an article that I'm working on, and I've included some audio footage from what he had to say, just a snippet of that.
So who is this that was saying that? Who is telling you this?
This is the sheriff down here in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, and he's one of the biggest sheriffs because of the population.
I know. That's the main one. And he's saying they got to do something about what? Because I know we have an article with another sheriff saying we got to prepare for war with the veterans because of the epidemic. It's a talking point, and they go out and say there's an epidemic of veterans killing police. We've got to go after them. Really? Where? This Joker guy wasn't a veteran. I mean, he's saying they've got to gear up for who?
He was saying that people are dying every day because of domestic terrorism, and that he wasn't worried about Al-Qaeda anymore. I have to finish listening to the rest of the audio because it was been a couple of weeks since I completed the class, and I've been working on my website.
Sir, that's incredible. I want to put you on hold. I want to give you to our reporters, Adon Salazar, Kurt Nimmo, whoever it is you want to talk to. That is a powerful article that we need to put out, that they're teaching that in classes. I mean, that's the official rollout, that the Tea Party is the new Al-Qaeda and Alex Jones is its leader. I'm basically the new Osama bin Laden. I mean, let's just get it straight here. And, you know, you wake up in the morning and you discover that you're being blamed for cop killings and you're the new terror leader. I mean, it's weird. That's all I can say. My life is officially Twilight Zone level. Sir, I'm going to put you on hold. Are you in college or high school? What type of class was this?
No, I've completed college. I'm a professional, and this was a Citizens Academy sponsored by the Sheriff's Office to basically, I guess it's a PR type.
Oh, I got it. That's amazing. So citizens being taught, sheriff teaches citizens, citizen snitch classes, sheriff teaches citizens and snitch classes. How do you put a headline on it? A law enforcement snitch class says watch your neighbor, or says Tea Party's the terrorist. You think that's a fair headline?
Well, yeah, it's something like that, but it's not just that, because I got him on audio saying that he, you know, he wishes he could have those FFL certificates as well, and I'm sure the people of Louisiana wouldn't appreciate that their, you know, gun-loving sheriff would want to have a registration.
Wait a minute, the sheriff wants to get your guns registered? You're kidding.
I've got it on audio.
By the way, we've got it up. It says Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office Safety Citizens Academy guidelines. And see, folks, you don't want to just sit in a bunker getting guns ready. You want to go to all these events. You want to get intel for America and expose all these people that are teaching treason. God bless you, brother. I really want to hear that. Thank you so much. Lee in Georgia, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I met you once before at the Dallas Fed rally.
But yes, sir, brother.
About the children that they are shipping into the country. All these immigrants, they're illegal immigrants, and, you know, how are they getting in here? You know,
no, it's in the local news. Parents put their kids on planes, they land, and Customs has been told, take the children, give them lawyers, give them to Obama. They're Obama's cult children to be used as a political pawn now and say, you must legalize them. Look at little Felipe. He's your responsibility. I mean, literally.
Well, it just set my spidey senses off, you know, because it seems to me like, you know, they're storing them at military bases now and all this stuff. Like, what if they're going to use them as child soldiers at a point?
Well, they say they're being abused. Like, I mean, I don't know. Look, Oliver North wanted to use rounding up immigrants in an immigrant wave as a cover to build FEMA camps and to get everybody used to military holding large groups of non-criminal populations. And that's called Rex 84. That's declassified. So, yeah, that could be it, brother. Great points. I'm sorry to Greg in North Carolina. No. Well, you know what? We're going to continue overdrive. We'll come back with the fixed bayonets clip, and then we'll go to Jeff and Mark and everybody else straight ahead. We've got a Jakari Jackson intro as well we're going to play. Let's play the Jakari Jackson clip when we come back. We're just going to keep going. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fixed bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
No weapons of mass destruction were found.
Are you kidding me? Do you buy that? There were.
It's Alex Jones.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white.
Come on, let us shoot.
He would always
Blair.
Win bang, bang. He shot me down, bang, bang.
Hey, I need to get the brass to drop ramps. I got a wounded girl. We need to take the rest of mine.
Oh, it's their fault for bringing their kids to a battle.
That's right.
The main reason we went into Iraq at the time was we thought he had weapons of mass destruction. It turns out he didn't, but he had the capacity to make weapons of mass destruction. But I also talked about the human suffering in Iraq.
Hello, boys and girls. I have a special message for you from the President of the United States. I salute the boys and girls who are buying United States savings stamps and bonds, and they're giving important support to the cause of freedom and the men who fight for us in Vietnam.
Congress gave us this authority in August 1964 to do whatever may be necessary. That's pretty far-reaching. That's the sky's the limit.
As an American citizen, you have to respect our president, whether I like it or not. It's really not my decision, but I do respect my president, and I will support whatever decision he makes.
You're a cult member.
Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang.
It is a hard fact that U.S. strikes have resulted in civilian casualties.
I don't know why, until this day sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye, he didn't take the time to lie.
The United States knows that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
One of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply. That reply is being given.
Well, Jakari Jackson's quite the artiste when it comes to video presentations. Very touching. He, I guess he wants to give Darren McBreen a run for his money around here, or Rob Jacobson, or Josh Owens, or Rob Dew. What an incredible team. Or Marcos Morales. We just have such a great team. I didn't even list them all when it comes to video. But they all love Liberty, and it's such a blessing to build a team like this. The feds have been here before when I was going to release the Obama deception, asking about it. But they gave me a gag order, so I couldn't say why they were here. I could have fought it, but people then, the usual suspects, said it was a lie, the FBI wasn't here. And, of course, it later came out in the Associated Press they were. About a year later when the gag order was lifted, reporters got a hold of it. I am not at liberty to talk about it, but and I guess this will probably happen with more people, but the FBI is visiting DHS, the overarching DHS, is visiting people without warrants who are contributors to the InfoWars network and asking questions about me. In a case in California, it's an ongoing thing. So it's just pure intimidation, and it doesn't intimidate anybody. In fact, I was tired today, a couple hours of the show, but I just did overdrive because of this. And I think I'm going to shoot a couple special reports tonight now, and maybe I'll just stay up here till 2 in the morning. Because that's my rule, is that people censor us, we double down. People try to shut us down, we get louder. Somebody punches me in the face, I punch him back twice. And the president of the United States is not our president. He is a lawless criminal. I am an American being raped by the private Federal Reserve, raped by Obamacare, raped by their GMO, raped by them funding Al-Qaeda with my tax money to kill 300,000 mainly Christians in Egypt, Libya, and Syria. And I have a right to not be your slave. I have a right to not be urinated on by you and your minions who hate me. While you fly around in your jets and your red carpets telling poor Africans they can't have air conditioning or a car because they're bad, they should feel guilty. A, you don't understand science, but you do. You want them to be poor and accept being poor. But if you did believe that crap, you wouldn't be such a giant consumer like all of you hypocrites. You people are a bunch of criminal con artists with fancy PR. But what happens when people don't buy your fancy PR, no matter how much perfume you put on it? It's still a hog. A big, ugly, rotting, stinking carcass of a hog. And here's the news. You can demonize me all day long. People want off the New World Order train. People don't like where it's going. You can try to stir up race wars all day. You can try to stir up fights between the sexes and religious fights. You can fund destabilization all over the world. You can say our veterans are crap and cut off their VA care and try to euthanize them or psyop them and tell them they're mentally ill and try to put them on drugs. They're waking up. And you evildoers, and that's what they are. They love doing evil. They love inventing evil. They want to teach kids 2 + 2 = 5. Because they've got to grow up in a world where I say, don't kill police, don't be violent. And then they say, I'm causing people to kill police. That's 2 + 2 = 5. No, it equals 4, ladies and gentlemen. 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 = 4. They hate that. It's like Bill Murray in Ghostbusters where he's tapping on the piano. He goes, oh, they hate that. That's a joke. I'm not joking when I say they hate that. These bogeys, these boobies. Booby doesn't mean an idiot like you think. That's the popular parlance. It means a pirate, a China Sea pirate. And the globalists are beyond boobies. Your classic pirates of the world were just robbing other merchant navies that were pirates in their own right in many cases. It was men against men. You could admire pirates to a certain extent if you actually study them. Some of the pirates of the Caribbean, things like that. But I will tell you right now, I do not admire the pirates that run Skull and Bones and the pirates that run MSNBC. They are despicable people. They don't have a passion and a love for women. They don't have a passion and love for art. Or what they do have a love for is ugliness and lies and fraud and stench. And they want to turn everybody's productivity off so they can squat on what's left of it and dole it out. They want to tell everybody what to do. And I am set against them forever. And this show is a testament to the ragtag nature of liberty and the fact that it's got them all up in a dander. We have a bigger audience than pathetic MSNBC. CNN is a shadow of itself. You people are pathetic. So just keep saying I'm a terrorist or deeply racist or behind the Boston bombing or, you know, I was born in 1974. Maybe I was, if there was a cop was shot in 73, maybe I did that too before I was born. Why are they demonizing us? Because they're scared. Let's go to your calls. Greg in North Carolina. Greg, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I'll be brief because I know you're pressed.
No, I got time. We don't go to break for a while. Go ahead.
Well, fortunately, I have a lot of time to do research, and I came across a really interesting tidbit that I'm really surprised that the mainstream media has not picked up on this. But it appears, Alex, that you had something to do with the Hindenburg disaster in 1937.
You're kidding.
I just want to know what you have to say for yourself, young man.
Well, I'm against blimps being filled with hydrogen. I think passenger blimps should not be filled with hydrogen. They should be filled with helium. And I apologize for the death and the loss, but I wasn't involved.
Well, you know, the Titanic didn't really hit an iceberg, and I know it blew up midstream, and I hear that you had something to do with that as well.
Well, I'm sorry for the loss of lives there, but I wasn't involved, I promise.
Take care, Alex.
Thank you for calling. That guy sounded like Porter Stansberry. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in New Mexico. Mark, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I finally got to the telephone to talk to you after all these years I've been listening to you, man.
You sound like a character.
Well, I guess I am. I'm an ex-Air Force pilot and a Vietnam vet. And I can tell you stories. I've never really talked to you, but I decided today something said try to get in, and I did. I got in. So here I am.
Well, I want to say what I always say to people. Thank you for putting up with me. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, Alex, I want to tell you something, pal. I'm quite a bit older than you. I'm 75 years
before, and you're in a working class neighborhood. You're going to start to think maybe my neighbor robbed the bank. He looks like he just came into a bunch of money. He fits the description, and I know he's a convicted bank robber. So if you started thinking maybe Bob's the guy that just robbed the bank, he doesn't have a job, but he just bought a new car. Are you a conspiracy theorist for thinking he may be a suspect? That's my issue. Now, I want to go through some of these clips, but MSNBC, the London Guardian, CNN, they're all playing this clip directly off White House-run Media Matters. MSNBC quotes Alex Jones. And they take my clip, and again, I remember this on the show yesterday. You heard it. We're going to try to find in the 3 hours on the timeline where I said it. But I know right after I said this, it was during the first hour. If I had to say, I'd say 35 minutes, 36 minutes, 30, right around there in the show is where my memory thinks I said this. But I said this a couple times, so I'm not sure. I said, this is staged, ladies and gentlemen. My gut tells me it's staged either by the sick general mind control of the love of death, torture porn, murder porn, shoot 'em up video game, death goth, Satanism culture. Or it's been staged by a government that has a long history of staging false flags to blame the Second Amendment. And it's even in Operation Northwoods where the Pentagon wanted to stage mass shootings and blame it on their political enemies. But JFK said no. And that's ABC News. Look it up. Operation Northwoods, ABC News. 2001, declassified 9 months before 9/11. It was in January of that year. So that's the issue here. This could be real. But you can believe they can go on planetinfowars.com message boards. Anybody could. People go create fake profiles of me on Facebook, Twitter. There's all sorts of anti-Alex Jones campaigns where they send people mean letters in my name. program the company fax machine. People get that number, program that, and send threats to the police department. And the cops call me and say, Alex, you didn't send these death threats to us, did you? The detective, this is years ago. And I went, what death threats? Over a fax machine. Is this your fax number? Yeah. You didn't send these death threats? Well, no. Yeah, we figured that. It's easy to spoof that and reprogram it. I mean, all I'm saying is, ladies and gentlemen, I've been the victim of this. So who knows who these cutouts are? He's a multi-time ex-con. Perfect cutout. We don't know. And they'll take an informant. They'll tell them they're part of a drill. They'll set them up. I don't know if that's what happened here. But either it's part of the sick culture, the general ambient mind control of just evil, demon possession, whatever you want to call it. Evil is out there. Evil lives. Or it was a staged event in Harry Reid's district with Harry Reid's controlled police. I mean, he's a mafia don in Vegas, ladies and gentlemen. His whole family just openly, almost his whole family, granddaughters, sons, you name it, get campaign money for weddings, don't get in trouble. They do things, let's not exaggerate, 10,000 times worse than what Dinesh D'Souza did. His thing was a technical deal for not calling it a pack when he got four friends to give money to his friend. Crooked toenail. Dinesh D'Souza facing 10 years in prison. Filmmaker, because he made him mad. He was on the show yesterday. I mean, they'll do anything. They're coming after people. He gives his sons all these big Senate contracts, Chinese energy deal contracts, and he's involved with Acorn. Just he's involved with Jack Abramoff. And let me tell you, he's a real gangster, folks. I'm going up against a real gangster. I need your prayers. I'm not saying I'm macho. I'm not saying I'm tough. But let me tell you, I'm doing something real here. This isn't a game. It's not a joke. This is the real deal, this broadcast. And, you know, most people couldn't handle the pressure. I'm not bragging, by the way, saying, hey, man, I'm taking on a lot. I'm just saying, expect me to not have all the answers. Expect me to get things wrong. Expect me to be under stress and act like a jerk sometimes and to stammer and cut off guesting people because I'm so real, ladies and gentlemen, I can't put on an act. I don't know how to. And I'm going up against totally evil people who we know have committed all these crimes before and who've been caught, and we know their MO, and they're militarizing the police. And now every time a car backfires, you know, they say it's a school shooting in shut down areas. And they're training us all to live as prisoners as militarized police are deployed. And as all of America turns into something that resembles Boston in the aftermath of the Boston bombing, they have routine checkpoints now on highways where you pull up and the cops all aim M16s at you, even though you don't match the description, to just get you used to living in Fallujah. And in dozens and dozens of Army documents that are public, they say, and the FBI says, and the police say, we are training for a war with the Tea Party and the veterans and the gun owners. And I've said hundreds of times, over and over and over and over again, you've heard me here. It's like saying, prove the Atlantic Ocean exists. It's right there. And I need the listeners to go into all the files, all the shows in the last few months where I've been saying they're going to shoot cops and they're going to try to connect it to us and blame us. I need you to find those clips so we can play them here. Because we're too busy covering the now to dig all that out, even though I literally say it every day, every hour. We just need you, the listeners, to go to the Bundy Ranch coverage, go in there when I talk about false flags and what they're planning, and to find those clips and put them on YouTube. We need your organic help to be able to do this as well. Because we're not at the Atlantic Ocean. We're here in Austin, Texas, but many of you are on the Atlantic, to use the analogy. You're there watching the show each day. You know where those clips are. We need your help. We're so overwhelmed, it's like they've got a batting cage machine shooting balls every second. Boom, 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 boom. So fast, we can't even hit the balls, is the analogy I would use. So this isn't about Alex Jones, folks. It's about the fact that you could argue, well, you're so goofy and you're so discredited that they use you as a poster boy to discredit libertarian ideas. No, that's the surface level. this show is exploding in popularity, and we have the globalist number. And so much of what we said has now been proven to be accurate and coming true. We know their MO. If this ever becomes mainstream, which it's starting to, that's it for them. And I'm willing to take the heat to say it first. I'm willing to hit the barbed wire as the shock troops in the info war and take one for the team. Because I realize how bad these people are. I really want to oppose them. I'm stepping up to the plate against them. So we need your prayers. We need your financial support now more than ever. Because they've launched a soft Democratic Party campaign on Facebook to contact everybody associated with this operation, to contact our affiliates, to contact everybody and say, oh my God, you're supporting a cop killer. When everyone knows my show says, do not go out and kill people. They're going to blame us for this. And then now you see them doing it. See, this show stands for what we cover. If Obama's bankrupting the country, shutting off the power plants, opening the borders to illegals, persecuting the press, persecuting the Tea Party, engaged in classical authoritarian moves, and then they militarize the police, train them to go after the Tea Party and Liberty Movement, and then people really start fighting back, it's the globalists that started the Civil War, not me that tried to stop it. And see, that's the secret right there. The main reason they hate my guts is I figured out what they're planning from reading their declassified and public documents, because they're getting ready to go operational. We were getting these from FBI, federal marshals, state police, and others in 2009, 2010, when nobody else was getting them. And they were national news. Remember how crazy it sounded that the military trying to take on veterans and gun owners and libertarians couldn't be true? Now it's on the news every day because they're getting ready to roll it out, folks. We saw it before it came. That's the proof. They were gearing up for it before it ever happened. Not because they had a crystal ball, ladies and gentlemen, but because they were training to stage the false flags to then get the revolution started. They're the revolutionaries. It's their globalist revolution against America. Look at how we're being conquered by foreign banks with Obamacare. Look at how we're conquered with foreign banks to banker bailouts. Look at how our borders are wide open, and they're saying, bring any poor kids here, we'll take them. I mean, this country is going down. Half the country's power comes from coal, 52%. They're shutting most of them down right now. Power prices are going down. An enemy army would cut our power off. Folks, it's an enemy operation. It's collaborators. They're bringing us to our knees to put us on welfare. We're being domesticated right now. That's the Soviet model. Take the kids, raise them by the state, domesticate the parents. We are going under domestication right now. So we're going to try to find the clip just because it's stunningly powerful from yesterday where I said, this is staged, ladies and gentlemen, and my gut tells me that it's either criminal elements of the Democratic Party with a staged black op setting up patsies in a drill, or it's the organic sick culture that's been promoted by the globalist that's causing this with that particular profile of the devil worshiper pibs that keep doing this. Okay? When I say person in black, I ain't talking about Johnny Cash, folks. I'm not against people who like to wear black. Most of them are nice people and artists and folks. The whole point is that it's that particular subset continues to pop up. Not the Tea Party, not returning veterans. And they're getting ready, folks. I've never seen such a full court press assault from CNN, Anderson Cooper, just all of them. Now, here's MSNBC quoting Alex Jones, but again, out of context, and I stand by it could be the government, and my gut tells me that something stinks here. Just like day one, I said I didn't buy the Bergdahl story on that Sunday. And then it all came out, everything we said, it was totally phony. We were the first to say that. In fact, I told my reporters on Saturday, don't go with this when it first broke on Friday. On Saturday, I talked to him. I said, because we can't prove it yet. I'm sick of being out front. Just wait. I don't care, Biggs, if you've got people that were in his unit. I want proof on Monday. Those conversations happened. We know how these operations are run. We know when something's fake. Let's go to the MSNBC clip.
But on the airwaves today, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, of whom Jared Miller was allegedly a fan of, Alex Jones fomented even more anti-government paranoia.
We are in the middle of a globalist revolution against this country right now. And my gut tells me that the cold-blooded, degenerate, evil killing of two police officers and a citizen in Las Vegas yesterday is absolutely staged, ladies and gentlemen.
Joining me now is the host of MSNBC's The Reid Report, Joy Reid. Joy, this keeps getting stranger and more distressing by the hour.
See,
there are two pieces here.
This
one
is all junior high school. They all shake their heads and laugh. You mean we're known liars? The government publicly funds Al-Qaeda and false flags?
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
Joy, this keeps getting stranger and more distressing by the hour. There are two pieces here. One seems to be the epidemic of mass violence and mass shootings in public spaces. The other is the zealotry of the far, far right fringe. And Alex Jones is unbowed.
Yeah. And that's, and I think that second piece is really important, because here you had a couple who both were drawn to Nevada to support Clive and Bundy.
Now, you notice, they just say the same thing over and over again. There's an epidemic of mass shootings. Well, when the movie Jaws came out, and we've shown the mainstream news articles from the time in the newspaper, resorts had to put ads out in the 70s, early 70s, for 5 years straight. They had the same stories every year. Editorials saying, sharks only kill less than 10 people a year worldwide. You have a better chance of being struck twice by lightning in a year and dying from that than you do from sharks. But people still, to this day, decades later, Jaws came out, what, like 73, 74, still swimming worldwide has gone down in warm seas like the Caribbean that great whites aren't even in because of that movie. And it is the exact same thing here. Mass shootings are flat. Overall shootings are down, unless you're in Chicago or Mexico. And that's just a fact. But she says there's an epidemic. See, everything comes out of their mouth is a lie or a distortion. Then she says something that's true. And they say this in all the different clips. They say Alex Jones doesn't care. He's unbowed. Then they have the Southern Poverty Law Center expert on. They have these other experts on. And they're going, oh, my gosh. He's radicalizing the Republicans. Oh, my gosh. They've got to stop. They've got to denounce him. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if what I'm saying, the talking points I'm putting out that are based in reality and facts and research, get picked up by the Republican Party, it's over. The Republican Party is being taken over by libertarians right now in almost every midterm primary happening right now. Hardcore libertarian Tea Party patriots are winning. And MSNBC does shows every week saying, look at this Republican. He's an Alex Jones listener. Don't vote for him. Here he is plugging Alex Jones, this guy or that guy at this state level or this federal level. Dude, don't vote for him, and then they win by a landslide. Let me just say this. All the New World Order can do is kill me. By demonizing me, you just make me a folk hero. And I can feel the danger, by the way. I'm not pleased by any of this. I feel sick at my stomach. But it's a job I've got to do, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to follow this through all the way to the end, no matter what happens. Whatever the price may be, we're going to follow through on this. Like Winston Churchill said, we shall go on to the end. Whatever the cost will be, we shall defend our island. We shall never surrender. Well, I shall defend this republic and the ideas of freedom, and I will never surrender. I don't care how many crimes you blame on me. I don't care if you claim that I'm responsible for the crucifixion of Jesus Christ or the sinking of the Lusitania or the Titanic. I didn't do it. I stand for freedom. I'm against killing police officers, and people ought to be glad I'm on air trying to tell radicalized folks that have been pushed by the system, don't be violent. Every day, because that's what I believe. And that's why they're saying I want violence, because they want to kick a civil war off and they don't want us stopping it. We have millions of listeners. If you go out there and try to stop the civil war, if you go out there and try to be nice to police and inform them, if you go out and communicate with them instead of us getting in a war with them. We're going to defeat the globalists peacefully. They don't like that. I mean, we got a bunch of Al Sharpton clips, folks, that are coming up where he literally is trying to start a war. They're the ones saying you're racist if you don't want to turn your guns in. They're the ones saying that the Tea Party is going to engage in terrorism with no evidence. And then it starts happening. It's very suspicious. I mean, these people funded Al-Qaeda to stage false flags.
Thank you for listening.
They'll do anything. They got caught funding Al-Qaeda to blow up churches all over the world. I mean, of course they're suspects.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I want to open the phones up for everybody, but I want to speak on a topic, and that is, do you agree with me or disagree with me that the establishment's trying to cause a civil war? I mean, they're publicly saying there's going to be a war with the Tea Party, veterans, gun owners, and states' rights advocates, and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007, that was under Bush, says that the Homeland Security is to suppress insurrection by the states and by legislatures. So they consider states that say no to a gun ban or something, or no to a federal thing on gay marriage or something, the feds are saying that's insurrection, and they're going to put the big red one, the army, in your state house. See, that's what's so frustrating. I see the battle picture here. I live this. And I try to war game stuff out where I'm wrong, and I'm just not wrong. And I mourn preemptively for myself, my family, but I care about the general public and police officers and the military people as much as I care about myself. I have empathy. Sometimes I care about other people more than I care about myself. And it's not because I'm a hero, folks. My head is screwed on straight. I like inviting people over, cooking food, and watching them eat it and enjoy it. And I've run into sociopaths before that I've been so nice to. And later I learned they were sociopaths, and they go, you're being nice to me because you want to get something. I've learned people that don't have Texas hospitality, and a lot, I call it Texas hospitality, everybody's got it to some extent in their area, that I grew up around people that were so good that I was bad in the family. But compared to the general public, I'm like a saint or something. I mean, I thought everybody was like my parents and my grandparents growing up. And it's just taken me the last 5 years to figure out that's not the case. But that there are also people out there just as good or better than my folks. There are a lot of good people in this world. There's also a lot of bad people. And those of you that have discernment out there and know what's really going on here, you're going to have to figure out what you're going to do for yourself. But I used to get annoyed because I wasn't cocky. I come off as an egotist. I'm not. I'm confident. About people, how great Texas was, and Texas culture, and Texas values, and Texas toughness. And I was really annoyed by it and kind of rebelled against it. I was like sick of Texas flags and sick of hearing about my family being involved on both sides of the founding of Texas and sick of people talking about how great Texas was. Until I got older and really learned about it all and went all over the world and the country. And man, I got to tell you now, I've been a lot of places, folks. Texas has a lot of bad in it too. Half people here aren't even Texans. But I just think back about the whole world and just that combination of Texas realness. And some of the Texans I know that just literally boil over with goodness and with manliness and with honorableness and with just ready to kick your assness. And I'm talking about black Texans, white Texans, Hispanic Texans, you name it. I just love Texas. I don't know why I'm getting off into that, but, you know, when stuff gets bad, you think about what you like and what you appreciate. And the older I get, all I've got is that I'm honorable. That's all I've got. It's all any of us will ever have. And that's why the system always tries to attack my honor. I never used to know what chivalry meant. It seems so silly reading history books about people that would kill you if you said they were a liar or a fraud. And now I understand why, because any good civilization is based on truth and justice and people valuing that. And I realize now that in such a decadent, slimy world, I do see a lot of truth and justice in the military and the police. And so I see things that I admire there. But then there's also bad in there. So then it makes it that much worse that there's such good sitting right next to such dishonor. That's why people get so mad at the police. We'll be right back to discuss it all. I'm going to give the phone number out.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, coming up, the story's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. CNN says Liberty Movement more threatening than Al-Qaeda. The supposed Las Vegas shooter, Jared Miller, exploited the jumpstart right-wing extremist meme. Yeah, we've been telling you, they're going to flip the entire Homeland Security system against the American people. Meanwhile, you've got the prisoner exchange, Obama violating federal law, becoming a dictator, not getting in trouble. You've got Fast and Furious, you've got Benghazi, you've got the VA scandal. None of that matters. Two police officers being dead is the center of the universe. Not that they care about cops. When cops get killed in Chicago every few weeks, it's not even in the news. It's a blurb. Because it's gang-related. But boy, if you can tie it to gun owners of the Tea Party, it's an epidemic. As big an epidemic as great white shark attacks. It's extremely rare. And they know that, but they don't care. It's an epidemic. It's an epidemic. We've got to stop the radicalization of the Republican Party. Yeah, that makes them win elections everywhere. And they admit in these clips, they go, it is politically expedient for the Republicans to be doing this. And giving sucker to Alex Jones, sucker, aiding and abetting. They even use the term that they're aiding and abetting me. I'm aiding and abetting the election of libertarian, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-power plant, pro-jobs, pro-factories, mom and dad, the kids belong to them, Americana. We shouldn't put an ad out saying, you got kids? Put them on a plane. We'll take them. So there's just planes landing with 137 kids, 129 kids, 14 kids, 80 kids. I mean, every couple hours, planes are landing with just kids on board. From Nicaragua, El Salvador, Brazil, Mexico, China, Taiwan. People are getting their kids on planes, and they're landing, and they're here, folks. And the government's giving them lawyers, and they're staying. And they're hiring illegals to work for the federal government and giving them waivers. And 30 million are here under the new garbage Obama's trying to pass. All their families can then come. I mean, we're bankrupt, folks. It'd be one thing if we got unskilled labor here and they had to, you know, work in the free market like all the other poor immigrants that came here. But that's not what's happening. They're now putting water stations and emergency phones in the desert to aid the illegals coming across. I've been down to the border 2 months ago. There's no border patrol there. I was there last year. It was teeming with border patrol. But they weren't even stopping illegals. They were ordered to give people tickets for beer and stuff in Big Bend. But now there was no border patrol. I told you this 2 months ago. It's gone. The deportations have virtually stopped. Lawlessness. It's illegal, ladies and gentlemen. And meanwhile, they're persecuting the press. They're persecuting the Tea Party because the Tea Party is the threat, folks. The Tea Party isn't perfect, but that's why I've fully thrown in with the Tea Party and a move in the Republican Party to take it over, because we're going to lose everything. The Democrats, run by the globalists, have a plan with the third world to get the votes they need to checkmate using our republic and our voting system, our democracy, our limited democracy, to checkmate in the country right now. And who are they then attacking full scale? Infowars.com. I mean, I've got CNN saying I'm behind the shooting, basically. I've got London Guardian. I'm in the first paragraph. Another CNN. Washington Post. Raw story. Just, I mean, thousands of articles, ladies and gentlemen, thousands. You type Alex Jones into Google News, click it. There's thousands of articles today, thousands attacking me. And Darren McBream was talking about his personal Facebook. I ought to try to get him on air. And this buddy he's known forever, he said his buddy he's known since college, that his head lives, its habitat is Obama's rear end, to put it nicely. He lives in Obama's rear end. I mean, I'm sorry to use that term. It's the only way to describe it in times like these. And he likes to taunt him every once in a while. You know, he believes he's powerful and successful because he loves Obama. Even as Obama betrays everybody and funds Al-Qaeda and runs false flags and gets caught and runs Benghazi and runs Fast and Furious. I was like, man, you better get out of InfoWars real quick. It's going down, man. Yeah, rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. I'm here. We're bigger than ever. But I don't want to be big. I'd rather back the globalist off and this show recede off into the sunset. There'd still be plenty of issues to cover. But it wouldn't be as hot and as powerful and as scary as it is. This show is scary. Because we're a mirror for MSNBC and Media Matters and the White House to look at who you are. You guys have gone through this to where now you've had multiple White House press secretaries, Gibbs and Carney and others, and a bunch of others. Every week I see a new clip where they get up on MSNBC or CNN and go, yeah, we lie to people. What's the big deal? We need to lie to you. And that's what it is. I'm a heretic. I'm unbowed, as that host said last hour from MSNBC. We played the clip. What's her name again? Alice Wagner. She goes, he is unbowed. And she looks at the camera and puts her hand out and does a motion of me falling. He's unbowed. That's right, witch. I don't believe known certified liars that say the Klan founded the NRA when it's the opposite. I've heard that come out of your fat mouth. I don't believe certified frauds who've been caught lying thousands of times. I don't trust FBI snitches who helped set up his own people and helped create race riots and who was even is allowed to be anti-Semitic because he works for the... I mean, it's sick. It's like George Soros is a famous Nazi collaborator and should be in a prison in Hungary or Romania where he operated. And instead, his operations claim I'm anti-Semitic. I mean, I'm sick of it. I was as involved in the Boston bombing as the man in the moon. MSNBC, that same witch, Alex Wagner, whatever her name is, said that. I'm done. I wasn't involved in that bombing, witch. I say you people, the people you work for, are suspects. And then you're like, oh my gosh, he thinks we're suspects. Hey, lady, it's even in the BBC. We forced it there that Al-Qaeda from Saudi Arabia launched the chemical attacks on Assad's people to blame it on him. You got caught. Cy Hirsch reported on it. People know about false flags now, lady. We'd have to be morons not to think Obama could be behind this when they're running around with Holder last week going, the Tea Party's about to attack. We're launching our task force this week. The terrorism is everywhere. We need the armored vehicles for the Tea Party. Oh, my God. Look, the Tea Party, Alex Jones, just killed two cops the next week. 2 + 2 = 4. Now, maybe these were unhinged, devil-worshipping pibs that were also mad at the government and anti-establishment. There is an allure to rebellion, and sometimes it attracts bad people. Any revolution does. But I am a counter-revolutionary, and I stand for what I have said. I have said over and over and over again, not because I'm scared of violence breaking out and getting blamed. I'm committed to this, but because violence is not the course we want to take, because we've got a very good chance at fixing this peacefully because of checks and balances laid down by our forebears and fought for by our more recent ancestors and those living, and that we can maybe turn all of this around. They want a revolution. They're geared up to conquer us paramilitarily. They're trying to get the cops compartmentalized to follow this false script. I'm blocking the script. I'm hacking the script and saying, police, no veterans attack police. They're saying there's going to be a war with veterans? I thought that Homeland Security was for Al-Qaeda. Do you really just want mission creep? Do you really want to roll out a new war bigger than the war on drugs against the Patriot movement in an attempt to intimidate the Liberty movement into shutting up and doing what you want politically? That's not going to fly. That dog's not going to hunt. You don't want to be part of this. Please send a message. You don't want to be marched up against the American people as the part of the Redcoats in 1776 Part 2. And by the way, the Redcoats were Thomas Jefferson compared to the Democrats. The British Redcoats were altruistic Renaissance angel cakes compared to the elite we've got running this country. The Redcoat government would look good compared to this. And George Washington went around signing death orders on people to kill because they were tyrants. If you really want to get down to brass tacks, folks, George Washington ordered people to go into restaurants and bars and kill Redcoat officers. But that's not what's happened. Those are Redcoats who knew what they were doing in an open war against the people. We haven't gotten there yet. We don't want that civil war to start, ladies and gentlemen, by the foreign occupiers. We want to short circuit it, and we want to stop it. We do not want it. So I'm proud, and I'm honored to be in the position I'm in, and I'm willing to take whatever happens to me in the process of them trying to demonize this broadcast. But I will say this, we're going to give the phone number out and come back with your calls on this subject. InfoWars more than ever needs your support. Spread the word about the broadcast. Sponsor our local AM and FM affiliates. The broadcast is exploding. The system's scared of that. Buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the best products out there across the board, from preparedness to high-quality supplements. And pray for us. Not so that we even continue for ourselves, but that we continue to savage the enemy. Because make no mistake, folks, we're having incredible victories right now.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing.
Again, I'm not playing a lot of these just because there's so many, but they're posting them up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Chris Matthews, CIA guy, CIA on record. Anderson Cooper does blue screen stuff when he's not even at Sandy Hook. It's just amazing. I mean, CNN got caught. This is famous. It's on YouTube. In the first Gulf War, being in Atlanta on a blue screen, saying that they were in Riyadh being nerve gassed by a Scud attack. Hopping around in front of a blue screen. Didn't know their feed was going out live with the blue screen off. I mean, right there, they've been caught lying so much. If you have somebody in business that you've worked with, you catch lying to you once, you really lose confidence in them, it kind of freaks you out. Then you catch them again, again, again. 3-4 times, you'll never associate with them again. But in modern America, people just love to be suckered over and over again. I mean, I don't believe anything Hillary Clinton says. I don't believe anything Obama says. I don't believe anything John Boehner says. I'm done with the blue blood Republicans and the Democrats. And the whole establishment is coming after the Tea Party. Good. We don't need to get freaked out that we're being lectured by the White House-run CNN, MSNBC. Good. It means we're having an effect. Good. You're blaming me for tragedies? Good. My job is to expose you. I expect you to come after me. Most of you people work for the system because you cozy up to them as cowards. And you're scared of the New World Order, and you know how evil it is. So you just decide to go along with it. I've run into a lot of top people. Host of ABC Nightly News, one of the hosts. I'll just leave it at that. MSNBC, CNN people who've privately at events and things said, no, we know a lot of what you're saying is true. You know, but the Republicans are bad, too. You know, what do you want us to do, vote for them? I mean, you know. It's the same thing with the police. We don't need to be each other's enemies, ladies and gentlemen. Most of the people that work for the system are just compartmentalized and operate under peer pressure. We have a clip coming up where CNN says the Liberty Movement is more threatening than Al-Qaeda. That's up on Infowars.com. This is the full conversion of Homeland Security onto the American people. And I know I keep saying that because it's happening. Obama really is legalizing illegals outside of law and saying, if you're poor and sick, we'll pay for you, and we've got a driver's license. Come here, come to California, and vote to take the guns. They've got a plan to turn Texas blue, Battlefield Texas, where they've been caught on video. We've played the clips. The Democratic Party saying, we're going to take over. We're going to have the illegals vote. We're going to take the guns, everything. All we need is 5 million illegals to come here. They get three or four, they say five, that's more than they need. They get about 3 million illegal voters who almost all pull the lever for Democrats. It's over, folks. They will take our guns, and they will line up the armored vehicles in a phalanx and come. Just like that state judge, county judge, you know, head of the county, it's like the mayor. What was it, Lubbock? That was Lubbock. It was on. Remember last year he got in all that trouble? But he didn't get in trouble. He got elected in a landslide. But the media said he was in trouble. He came out and he said, listen, they're going to stage stuff. I don't know what. If Obama gets reelected, he's not going to leave office by the end. This is what he said, not me. And when they come to try to confiscate the guns, I'm not going to be part of it. And when they show up with those armored vehicles, I'm going to need more deputies. And we're going to need to go ahead and get some of those federal armored vehicles. Because I'm not going to turn the guns in, and we're not going to have them in this county. And I thought, man, that guy's even more tough than I am. I mean, but he's a reality-based guy. He's got the police chief sitting right next to him, gravely. There it is. Texas judge warns Obama re-election could lead to civil war. Because it's true, folks. Why do you think that county judge said that over a major city? I mean, that's a big city. Yeah, Lubbock. Why do you think he said that? Judge Tom Head, because, folks, the feds are coming to all the cities and saying, get ready for this to find out who's going to go along with it. That's one thing waking up the police and military is they're being prepared for this. They're in the meetings. They're battle training. They're battle training to take the guns, folks. A civil war will break out. Do you understand? And they're going to need a trigger. So I said, look for blowing up police stations, shooting police in restaurants, shooting them in their cars, blaming it on us. But they've been hyping it so much, mentally ill people may get it in their head and go do it. So I'm saying, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it every day. And then somebody does it and I'm being blamed. Man, what does that tell you? They're getting ready to drop the hammer. We've been trying to stop it forever. When are they going to drop the hammer, Alex? When are they going to drop the hammer, Alex? When are they going to drop the hammer, Alex? They've been dropping the hammer for a long time. Now they're getting ready to drop the big hammer. I'm going to give the number out. Take your call straight ahead.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Public enemy number one. If the public's a bunch of foreign mega bankers, eugenicists, funding real Nazis overthrowing Ukraine, funding real Al-Qaeda out of many areas in Africa to invade their neighbors, like in the case of Somalia into Kenya. AFRICOM, you name it, are in the business of literally arming Al-Qaeda. And then I'm a conspiracy theorist because I say the globalists may be involved in a Las Vegas false flag when they've been caught staging shootings before, and it's in U.S. government documents like Northwoods, and they stand to gain from it. Of course, I think the federal government, criminal elements of it, are prime suspects in every major event. And I stand by those statements. I am unbowed as MSNBC said. I want to play some clips and then go to your phone calls right through into the next hour. I want to hear specifically on this issue, and this ties into the open borders. I mean, it's federal law that Obama can't be doing what he's doing on more than 20 fronts. I mean, they are legalizing felons. They are releasing felons with not even having a trial. Arsonists, rapists, child molesters, 60-plus thousand of them in just the last month. They have hundreds of thousands of kids being flown in and just dumped off at airports, filling military bases with them. And Obama says, bring more, we'll get them lawyers, we'll let you stay here. And then fencing them out to foster homes that are then federally and state paid. I mean, the country is being bankrupted purposefully. And we've known the globalists run by the offshore globalists, and Obama's their front man. We've known they want to wreck the country and make us dependent on them. But it's one thing to know they want it. It's another thing to see it happening. It's one thing to know a family member's sick. It's another thing to see them take their last breath and die, and they're dead, laying there in the bed in front of you. And we're watching the slow motion slitting of this country's throat right now. I mean, this country's already might be too far gone is what I'm trying to say. And now they are just stabbing us with an ice pick with wanton abandon as fast as they can to make sure the job's been done. And it is unbelievable to watch. And then it's even crazier as an individual. Can you imagine being me? And I just bring this up so you understand where my head's at. Where I study these people, I know what criminal liars they are. I'm called a conspiracy theorist because I don't believe known criminal liars. And there's the good news of why are they so afraid of this broadcast and the information we put out. Our worldview is so close to reality. Doesn't mean we don't see through rose-colored darklies. Doesn't mean we're not perfect. We certainly have problems. But when you've got thousands of publications opening fire on you and every major TV news channel that's White House run, state run media attacking you on the hour, it's because they want the average weak-minded person that still watches them to see that and to be told, like they're a 2-year-old, you don't go near this. You don't listen to this. It's racist if you own guns. The NRA founded the Klan. It's racist if you don't like Obamacare. It's racist if you don't like prison food in the schools. It's racist if you have your own thoughts. And it's terrorism if you talk about private property and don't like MSNBC saying your kids belong to the state. That came out last week before all this happened. The Justice Department, we had an article on Infowars.com about it. And Eric Holder, I always think of John P. Holder, the eco-science guy, the White House science czar, the attorney general, with all his scandals and lies and corruption, just like Harry Reid, still up there. It's like having Satan running the judiciary or the prosecution. I can't even hardly talk at this point. It's just when I think about all the bad stuff they've done, how openly bad they are, and then I have the attention of these wicked ones, and it's because we know who they are, and we are willing to call them out, and other people won't go all the way. And they're scared to death, folks, and they've said this, that if what I'm saying gets picked up by other people and looked into, it's over. Because naked in the living room is the 10,000-pound monster. Stinking to high heaven, covered in the blood of innocence, wiping its mouth with dead babies, like handkerchiefs, sitting in a pile of victims, committing all these crimes and frauds and lies, ripping the country apart. Imagine America like a control room with dials and wheels and diodes, and it's like an 80,000-pound goblin running through with a club, just smashing everything. And I'm just standing here going, that's a big, horrible monster smashing everything. Historically, it's tyranny. It's wrecking the country bad. And they're like, that's a terrorist. Any problems in the country, it's his fault. Well, there are going to be a backlash, real or manufactured, against all this, and it's not going to be pretty. But it's not my fault that I'm pointing out the emperor's butt naked. So, in a microcosm, this radio show and what we're talking about here needs to be studied and looked at. Because we got clips of Harry Reid on the Senate floor yesterday and today saying we need to pass laws restricting free speech and looking into people that criticize the government because they may be mass shooters when the mass shootings are flat. And you say, well, they're not going to get their legislation passed. Oh, when they run a PSYOP and blow up a public school full of kindergartners and blame it on people, and, you know, they find a stack of Alex Jones magazines in the back of the guy's car. How that works is I walk out of my house and I get shot, and they say, oh, someone mad at him did it, and it'll really be the FBI. Or it'll be a hired contractor. And they'll do it right when the terror attack comes, right when everybody's mad. It'll be, oh, look, because I've studied how they kill people in third world countries when they do a takeover like this. There's always talk show hosts or writers or people that have criticized them that have the people's ear, folk hero types they've got to kill. They'll kill them right when they stage the big false flag. And then they're going to come after everybody else. They're going to come after all the people at Breitbart that are so scared. They're going to come after Glenn Beck. I mean, Glenn, you don't think just because you threw me under the bus last month and did all that they're going to leave you alone. I told you then. They're going to stage stuff and they're going to come after you, buddy. They dislike you just as much as they dislike me. Don't think just because you've gone milquetoast on people and are backpedaling right now, they're not going to nail you to the wall if they win. I'm going to quote Benjamin Franklin to you, the most famous inventor in world history who invented hundreds of inventions used today in your house. I'm going to quote probably one of the smartest people that ever lived, Benjamin Franklin. We will hang together or we will hang separate, buddy. And that goes for everybody out there. You're not going to run up a flag to these people, a white flag, and they're going to come pat you on the head. They're never going to stop. You may be the most hardcore Obama liberal supporter now. They're getting a police state ready for when they bring this country into a full-bore depression. They're going to take everything we've got. Our way of life is going to be over when they pop this final bubble. And they want it set where you're a terrorist if you criticize anything. And they've got the police. Look at the Zero Hedge article up on Infowars.com with Department of Defense graphs by them of the arms buildup. The Department of Defense keeps track of it as the tens of thousands of armored vehicles, tanks, fully auto machine guns, 50 caliber rifles, and buddy, they're training with targets Homeland Security provided of children called No Hesitation. Military equipment for local police. And look at that. Just in the last year, 533 aircraft, 93,000 plus fully auto with grenade launchers, 44,000 plus pieces of night vision. MRAPs, it's thousands a year. This is just in the last few months. And it goes through graph after graph of what's being masked. That's a very low number in this current Zero Hedge article. I mean, it is full on war training with no war against the police, the military going on. But see, now it starts. And again, 7 million people, I forget which university you can look up. I think the headline's research or university study. 7 million died as a result of Great Depression. And it says from malnutrition or flat-out starvation in the 10 years of the Great Depression, 1929 to 1939, that's the official Great Depression, 7 million people when 90% were self-sufficient and lived on farms, 10% were urban. We're now, flip the numbers exactly, to 90% urban and not self-sufficient, 10% rural, half of them self-sufficient. We've gone from 5% self-sufficient today when it was 90%. I mean, do you realize the level of the powder keg we're sitting on, and they're going to throw a few thousand police in major cities with a few dozen armored vehicles against howling crazy mobs? And you've got enough people that have done murder training on all the shoot 'em up games the Pentagon invented. I'm not demonizing the games. It's just, it's a murder simulator. It's a killing simulator. You got people on drugs, whacked out with murder simulators that are in love with death and all the death fetishes that are just everywhere. I mean, death fetishes. I mean, I see women all the time, completely gorgeous, into death, into destruction, you know, murder, you know, being slapped around, you name it. I mean, that's the hot stuff out there. There's a depression in this country. Folks, I'm not going to be running around like George Washington with a gun in my hand leading some war against cannon fodder police. I'm going to be keeping my butt out of circulation. That's how you win this war, is not having to kill anybody. But they're going to make the cops put people's back up against the wall. Man, this is a disaster. This is a disaster. If the moral, Christian, hardworking people of the 20s, 7 million died. You see The Grapes of Wrath, folks, which is a communist movie. Has a bad moral, but it's very accurate about what it was like for people being used by corrupt corporate systems. But see, what The Grapes of Wrath doesn't tell you, the corrupt corporations that you see in The Grapes of Wrath, they run the government and they run the socialism. You go out of the corporate fraud into a communist fraud run by the corporatists who are going to sit it out in Switzerland. And I'm going to tell you something. I would move to Northern Europe, or I would move to Switzerland if you had the money, if you're not going to fight this right now. I would get out of Dodge right now. And that's what the elite have all done. Most of the rich Jews are leaving Israel. What do you think that means? It means world war, ladies and gentlemen. The Middle East is going to blow up. I don't know when, but the billionaire Jews, every one of them's left. They've been criticized by Israel for doing it. Why are they leaving? Because they know something, folks. They know something. And the elite are leaving the U.S. I told you 5 years ago about a billionaire defense contractor I ran into who was a listener. And I was told that you're going to get so big you're not going to believe it. I told the story 5 years ago. And I said, why? And they said, because everything you're saying is dead on and more. I'm getting out of the United States. I said, what are you talking about? And this person works with special forces, a lot of other people, and owned a helicopter company, some other stuff. Looked at me and said, you're dead on. I said, what's going to happen? And they said, the U.S. will not be here. And I said, what does that mean? Just what I just said. I don't know what that means. But now I'm starting to get an idea. They square off the Christian gun owners and veterans against the military and police. It is going to look like something the world has never seen. The Vietnamese killed 58,000 U.S. troops, injured over 300,000. The entire U.S. military with the British couldn't hold Baghdad, folks. I have no desire to kick the military's butt or to see the police get their butt kicked, because we're all getting our butt kicked. We're all playing a game of the globalists. We're all fools. Do I need to play? That's when I described the Civil War and the police getting shot. About 6 or 7 times I played the From Russia with Love, the first James Bond movie with the two Siamese fighting fish. And I played the clip probably 5, 6 times the last few months where it leads through all that. And explains how the two fish basically weaken and kill each other. Or one fish is dead, the other's weakened. Then the other comes in and kills the last one left. That's exactly what this is. And they've got a bunch of warrior types who are ready to go to war with the American people. And I guess if we do this, we deserve it. I mean, America is to blame for this. The globalists are more to blame in the final equation. But we said, you know what, 53 million babies aren't human. Go ahead and kill them. In fact, kill them once they're born. Kill them up to age 3, they're now saying in the Journal of Bioethics and places. Let's burn babies and have no respect for human life to heat the hospitals in the U.S. and England. Yeah, let's cross humans with monkeys. Yeah. Let's cross dogs with, jellyfish. We don't care. And so if you don't think 53 million babies were humans, Bill Gates doesn't think you're a human. And if we let them start a civil war, and the cops really want to have a war with the American people while the country's gutted, I mean, if you go along with it, you buy the PSYOP, I guess we deserve it. And I guess I've been evil as well. I haven't worked hard enough to fight this. And I was involved in bad stuff when I was young. Not really bad stuff for the average person, but things I'm guilty of. Maybe I deserve what's coming to me. I kind of take solace in that you know what? Maybe it's just judgment at the end of the day. And I'm about to tell MSNBC something and the rest of them. It's not just going to be the cops and the patriots that get judged in this whole deal. It's going to be you too. Every one of you, when this is all over and in this process, you are the ones that are going to pay for what you're part of. Because you're consciously throwing gasoline on the fire of this while I'm trying to stop it and then trying to blame me. Let's go out to break with a James Bond clip. Then I'll come back, give the number out. Here it is.
Siamese fighting fish, fascinating creatures, brave but on the whole stupid. Yes, they're stupid. Except for the occasional one such as we have here, who lets the other two fight. While he waits. Waits until the survivor is so exhausted that he cannot defend himself. And then, like Spectre, he strikes.
I find the parallel amusing.
Our organization did not arrange for you to come over from the Russians just for amusement, number three.
And what was the plan? To get NATO and the Russians to kill each other so a criminal group infiltrated both governments could make profit off of it. And who wrote the book?
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets. But teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Brought to you by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Because we love you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And they actually have paper targets, millions of dollars worth, of children that Homeland Security pays for local police to train shooting small children. Toddlers, under 12. The big score, anyone over 75, 100 points. Going in for the kill. I haven't played any of the clips. Al Sharpton attacking me. Chris Matthews attacking me. CNN saying the Liberty Movement more threatening than Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's all scripted. It's all happening just like I said it would be scripted. Remember back 6 years ago when I was saying this? No one was saying this. You're seeing it happen. We got their internal memos. And they weren't training the cops secretly for this because they weren't going to have it happen. Homeland Security was always set up for us, ladies and gentlemen. Islamic terrorism is real, radical Islamic terrorism, but the globalists fund it and allow it. And they used it to build up the police state. Now it's pointed at the American people. Now, I've got a guest popping in for like 10 minutes the next hour, the young man that confronted Nancy Pelosi on illegal NSA spying. And the reason he's coming on, then I'm going to your calls, I promise. I haven't given the number out yet. Is because he's the answer. People like him. All of us should go to public events, have somebody videotape it, and then put it out on YouTube and it goes viral. Just asking real questions. Because the prostitute media won't do it. We have to be citizen journalists. And who knows, they'll say you're behind terrorism because you ask about the NSA. That's how we're going to beat them. So what? It doesn't work anymore when they call you racist if you don't like Obama. They don't have the power anymore. People don't watch and listen to them. Their little game is ending. Andrew Demeter is going to be joining us to talk about that and to play that clip of how you get it done. Now, I've done two hours, and I haven't plugged anything, folks. We are funded by viewers and listeners like you Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership to see the nightly news, all the films, live streams of the feed. $5.95 a month, 11 memberships, $5.95. You can share it with up to 11 people. It's a great way to spread the word, be part of the cutting edge of fighting tyranny. Look at how we're under attack. I'm willing to go all the way in this. I don't want to be a martyr, but if they kill me or set me up, look, I expect it. I'm ready. I don't think it's going to happen, but it might. It's becoming a probability, not a possibility. I'm totally committed. Will you give me the gas and the energy to really go out in royal style against these people in the info war? And who knows, we might ram through them. We might make it. I know my crew's going to make it and probably continue on, but I'm at the tip of the spear. I'm ready. I was born for this. I'm not afraid. But I want to go hardcore and beat the enemy. So you energize me like the sun energizes plants. I need you to go buy water filters, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, the new X2. Try it. See how amazing it is. And support the savage, no holds barred, as MSNBC said, unbound and unbowed commitment to liberty. That's right. They hate the fact that I don't care if they demonize me. They don't set reality. They don't control me. I'm off their plantation. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Stay with us. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsStore.com.
Radio Network.
Fund us now. Get great products.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Andrew Deminer is joining us. He's the young man who went and asked a real question of Lord Pelosi, who began stumbling and fumbling because they're not accustomed to anybody asking him real questions. That's coming up. I want to hear from first-time callers your take when he leaves us in about 10, 15 minutes. I'm going to give the number out now. I want to hear from you out there. They're trying to cause a civil war. It's not really even a question now. Am I right about them trying to cause a civil war and target the Tea Party and veterans and gun owners and Christians as terrorists? That's now official, and now they're going operational with it. Do you really think they're crazy enough to try it? Does George Soros really think he's that insulated? I guess he's overthrown all these countries and got away with being a Nazi collaborator, and I guess he went on 60 Minutes and admitted that he collaborated with the Nazis and said he did what he had to do. I mean, I just... Maybe he is invincible. I mean, he can overthrow a half dozen European countries and put Nazis in charge. I mean, real Nazis. Heiling Hitler, the vice president of Ukraine. I don't know anymore, man. I'm living in the Twilight Zone. And he's behind all this. He brags he's behind it. I just can't believe what a weird world it is that both of my grandfathers fought the Nazis and they lionize it and build it all up as the most epic war of history. And then a top Nazi collaborator in his region, a true rat mole, who would go around finding where the Jews were hiding. And he's worshipped as a Jewish icon and gets ADL awards. I mean, what sick evil. Warren Buffett's a top eugenicist. He's tax exempt. He's the biggest beneficiary of banker bailouts. And he's financing all this anti-gun stuff and abortions. And I'm just sick of him. I mean, I just am so sick of him. And our country's so decadent, playing on their iPhones and watching TV, that I've had people I know contact me and say, chin up, Alex, we know you're good, but man, you know, blah, 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 you're in a lot of trouble. We're in a lot of trouble. I'm not in a lot of trouble. I chose to fight these people. I expect to be attacked. What does it say that some stuttering Texan who knows what's going on could create a system with no college education to oppose the puppet system of the main global empire? that Matt Drudge, with no formal education, could have the dominant news site in the world. It's only because we're just normal people. WorldNet Daily is run by an official journalist who ran some of the biggest newspapers in the country and pioneered web journalism. One of the first to do it on the White House enemies list in the early 90s, how they wanted to shut down Joseph Farah, because they said if this is allowed to grow, it will allow choice in ideas with the public. Read the memo. My God, sounds like something Kim Jong-un would write. If we let Joseph Farah do this, others might pick it up and there might be choice and then we won't control reality. That's right, Bill Clinton. The money I have to fund my operation was fairly earned with good products, no government money. Bill Clinton, admittedly, I saw the numbers a few months ago, more than half the tens of millions he raises a year with his charity off black kids goes for his fleet of private jets and foundation homes he lives in all over the world. Well, something like $25 million a year goes to it. But he says he likes black people, so they worship him. I mean, it is just, it's just sick. You don't control me, Bill Clinton, you piece of crap, and you never will, you son of a bitch. Excuse me. I'm sorry, folks. We'll be right back.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to open the phone system up right now for first-time callers. We're coming to you here in just a few minutes after we talk to this guest. They're clearly starting a civil war. They're clearly saying the new terror threat on CNN, that clip's coming up in a moment, is the bigger threat than Al-Qaeda. That's the official internal talking point we got 6 years ago from state police, federal marshals, and FBI in trifecta. And I called the phone numbers. The FBI got very threatening that I had those documents, told me I wasn't supposed to have them. It became national news. You know the rest of the story. They are now going operational with this, and that means they're going to stage stuff. When they roll it out and start announcing there'll be armored vehicles for your safety and the Tea Party are terrorists and Christians are terrorists, I mean, they're telling the military that in official manuals, that means they're getting ready to go operational. But I got to say something, then we're going to our guest. I'm going to give the number out. What do they think it does to the military and the police when we warned them about this for years beforehand and then they get called in a briefing room and told this? See, if we'd have just sat around and waited till they started the mass shootings and the bombings and things, staging them, and then let them march in and tell the cops, they might have bought it because this stuff was already happening. But see, we told them it was coming. We told the cops that they were going to be told this before they were told it. And then we told them, notice none of this is happening, but it will right after they announce the domestic homegrown terrorist task forces. And then that was announced last week, and then now this began. Now, it could be a coincidence, or it could be all the hype now in the public rollout that domestic groups are going to start terror attacks, that weak-minded, crazy people into a culture of death who'd glommed onto the Tea Party and who were thrown off the Bundy Ranch. I remember seeing him on TV and thinking that that guy sounds like a provocateur or might have just been mentally ill, might be real. And the media will say I'm backing off saying it's absolutely staged. I said at the rest of the clip that CNN and MSNBC didn't play that it's the sick culture produced it. One way or another, it's artificial. And I don't take the blame for it when I'm trying to stop it. Now, joining us, here's the toll-free number. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But let's say you're an MSNBC or CNN viewer, and you really think I'm evil, and you're one of these people I see, the minority on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, that really think I'm to blame for all this. I'm creating the paranoia about the corrupt government. There's no NSA illegal spying. Obamacare is a great deal. They're not shutting down our power plants. The government's not funding Al-Qaeda overseas, even though it's admitted. There are no drones. There are no billions of bullets. There are no armored vehicles. There is no police state. There are no derivatives. There is no New World Order. There's not a global government being built. The government's not funding the overthrow of Ukraine with Nazis. Everything's fine. I'm evil. I'd like to hear from you. If you're able to dial the telephone, and I'm being serious. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now, I wanted to get him on despite all this big breaking news. The official rollout of flipping Homeland Security onto real Americans. You like John Wayne? You like fast cars? You like freedom? You like free market, you like success, you like prosperity, you're bad. You're the enemy, you're a terrorist. And again, if they can bring me down, they can bring everybody down. And they're trying to. This is the biggest assault we've ever seen happening right now. But they, even if they shut me down, which I don't think they can do at this point, and I think this is just the opening salvo of a larger attack, so I don't want to be a drama queen here, but it is a big deal. This isn't about Alex Jones. This signifies the rollout, the end of the free internet as we know it, which our current issue of the magazine is about. Death of the internet. And we have the proof in this key issue of the magazine available in bulk at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. If they're able to pull this off and everybody accepts, okay, the Tea Party are the new terrorists, Christians are the new terrorists, evangelical Christians are the new terrorists. That's in the new Army manual at Fort Hood. It actually said you'll be court-martialed if you go to evangelical church. It actually said that. Or if you're part of the Tea Party. I mean, that's beyond North Korea. If they convert that and get away with that, they're going to come after everybody. They're going from a free market and prosperity where the politicians have got to at least let you be somewhat free to have prosperity to a total tyranny by design to totally run your life because they want to control every aspect of it. They are publicly ending prosperity under Agenda 21. Do you understand that? All of you are in the crosshairs right now. 800-259-9231. The phones have been loaded, but as soon as somebody hangs up, you can get on. Now, Andrew Demeter is a very interesting individual, and I wanted to get him on, and he had to even fight to get this tape from C-SPAN. C-SPAN responded and said, oh, we don't want to mess up our relationship with the senator. So they're now acting like mainstream whores with their footage for him to get the rights of what's been on television, for him to be able to even show it. When there's supposedly this public interest, oh, we don't know if we want it out that he asked a real question of Pelosi. That might damage our relationship. That's how you have a lapdog media, ladies and gentlemen. The dinosaur state-run media. His YouTube is Teen Take. I know he's a listener of the broadcast as well. He's been featured on the Drudge Report, The Blaze, you name it. He's been interviewed by InfoWars in the past as well, which is great. Then he got picked up by The Blaze and Drudge and others. That's what we're here to do. And he won first prize in C-SPAN's annual and national student cam documentary competition for his documentary, We the People, Genetically Modified. And it's so exciting that he's going out asking real questions, making documentaries as a teenager, and now asking real questions. This is the model. They can shut Alex Jones down, but the genie's out of the bottle, folks. You can go out. You can be a success. You can reach out to people. You can change the world. Like Andrew. Andrew, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me on, Alex.
So we're about to play this clip of what happened with you and Pelosi. But first off, what do you make of the attempted demonization of anybody who's a libertarian or conservative trying to tie us to the latest Joker killer?
I think it's absolutely ludicrous. I think it's just a false justification for kind of blaming everything on people who like me, simply ask a question, try to obtain the truth. And again, I mean, we've seen it in the past. It's just, like you said, demonization of any bit of credibility that we have left.
Tell folks about the Pelosi clip.
Yeah, so like you kind of alluded to there in the introduction, I was in Washington, D.C. I won a documentary competition called Student Cam that C-SPAN annually hosts. And the top five winners, including myself, were flown to D.C. And the first day we were there, we kind of just toured around D.C. Second day, we had a roundtable discussion with C-SPAN that aired eventually later. And then the last day was kind of the climactic selling point of having us go to D.C. And that's when we met with Pelosi, and that's when I shot my question to her.
Now, there's a backstory that I want you to elaborate on before we play the clip of even trying to then get the footage.
Right. Yeah. So when after I had confronted Pelosi that you'll see in a second here, the problem was I recorded it with my phone. I had my phone out. I was kind of holding it at my side for a couple minutes before I confronted her to just start recording. And then when I eventually asked her the question, then I held it up and kind of put it in her face. But the problem was after that, and I only found out afterwards that the whole video that I thought I had recorded was 8 minutes. And then I found out later that my phone only recorded 4 minutes, and it's not some like secretive issue that the government's trying to get the clip or anything or erase it, because it was due to memory, and my phone's had that issue in the past.
Sure, it's like so running out of film.
Right, exactly. So then I contacted C-SPAN when I got back home, asking them if I could have the footage, and because they had a cameraman there, and I knew since my footage was essentially corrupt, I just used theirs. So I emailed C-SPAN, and mind you, right after we walk out of the Capitol, one of C-SPAN's employees, they asked, you know, I saw you filming that. Were you planning on posting that on YouTube, curiously enough? And I thought I had the whole footage at the time on my phone, so I kind of just said, you know, why does it matter? What difference does it make, as Hillary Clinton would have it? And so then I eventually emailed C-SPAN, like I said, when I got home, asking if I could have the clip. And even though I emailed a different individual, the person who confronted me, the C-SPAN employee who asked me if I was going to post it on YouTube, they responded to that email, even though, like I said, I didn't send that to them. And they essentially said, well, per our agreement with Pelosi's office, we can't give you this footage. So I found that pretty funny. You know, C-SPAN touts themselves to be objective and unbiased, yet they won't give me this hard-hitting question. But I do have to say it's not C-SPAN's fault or anything, because C-SPAN's founder, Brian Lamb, and my father and I actually went back to C-SPAN before we went back home. He essentially, you know, encouraged me and congratulated me, saying that I was engaging in real journalism. So I think that really speaks volumes. But then eventually, after a long war waged via email with C-SPAN and one of their employees, I eventually got back the footage. But I had to essentially call them out, saying, you know, the whole basis of this contest I was a part of, Student Cam, was to be objective, be unbiased, be neutral, get both sides of the story, and not like they were essentially trying to do, censor one side that doesn't fit the agenda.
Well, Mr. Demeter, I'm going to come back and do one more segment, then we're going into the phone lines here. But I am a fan of original C-SPAN. Brian Lamb did an amazing, trailblazing job. And so it shows the culture change. He's no longer, from what I know, fully running it. And so there you have the founder commending you. But then now you've got the establishment types infiltrating the bureaucracy, trying to keep you from showing a simple question where she bumbles around. I mean, they cannot handle reality. We're going to play the clip they don't want you to see straight ahead with our guests, and then go right to your calls. Stay with us. Alex Jones here, back live. Andrew Demeter, successful young journalist, just by asking real questions, has been all over Fox News, all over other major networks, all over the Blaze with Glenn Beck. And of course, we've interviewed him for a while, and I think helped him get his word out. But his own talent and his own research and his own commitment is why he's become successful. And I use this as an example to everyone out there of what you can do. But you're not trying to become a famous media personality. You're not trying to be successful, to be a celebrity. You want to become well known as a symbol of the fact that you've been successful promoting the ideas of liberty. And then building your own platform to self-sustain. Because in the Bill Clinton memos, where they coined the term conspiracy theorist in modern parlance, they say we will apply this to anything unorthodox to control all narratives because we don't want the public having anything but state-run media. It's a 30-something page memo. It's several hundred pages long, but WorldNet Daily only got 30-something pages. Now they have the whole document. It's coming out soon. But it's so damaging that they're having to look with lawyers to see about if they can even release it. It's that bad. I guess they got the rest of it leaked to them out of the Bill Clinton library. I guess they've got moles in there. But my point is that they're threatened by this, and they're threatened by Andrew. So I want to play this clip right now and then get your take on it and ask where you're going from here. But here he is just asking Pelosi a real question, something that, again, the extinct media won't do. They've extincted themselves. Here it is.
Why do you support the NSA's illegal and ubiquitous data collection?
Well, I have questions about the metadata collection that they were collecting, unless they had a reason to do so. I didn't support Amash, that resolution. I didn't think that was the appropriate resolution. But I do think that the burden is on the department, and I have fought them for years, on the community, fought them for years. On the wide swath that they have put out there.
You did vote for a bill to continue funding for the NSA, though.
Yeah, of course. I don't think we should not fund the National Security Agency. No, they do many things.
Isn't the NSA a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment?
No. Some of what they do should be subjected to scrutiny in some of the things, but they perform many other functions as well, and we hold them to a high order. And I've had my biggest fights here than in the intelligence community with the director of the NSA, Hayden, when he was the director. I don't think he was on the level with us. But that doesn't mean that there aren't other things that are there that are good things that are necessary for us to have. But from 9/11 on, the Bush administration went too far on all of these things, and we have the correspondence back and forth.
She makes it political.
Or to demonstrate that they were just doing the wrong thing.
Now, again, for me, Andrew, the issue is they tried to keep that video from getting out because they don't even want to even know that she voted for it. And I love the lawyer speak there where she's saying, they do a lot of things and you know, we need them to do it within a system. So she says, we need to be able to spy on you without warrants, just in a system. This is a huge power grab we're witnessing.
Yeah, I think it's really funny. My favorite part of that whole video, that whole confrontation, is just the fact that she diffuses all responsibility to the Bush administration, even though I'm not even for Bush. I'm a libertarian. But the fact that he was in office 6 years ago. And the funny thing is, too, Bush signed into law post 9/11 the Patriot Act, which was essentially the same thing that the NSA is now, except the NSA is much larger in scope.
Oh, he's gone way beyond Bush, who I didn't defend as well. I attacked it. And the Democrats were all part of that. Exactly. I mean, it's like if we get a Republican blue blood in, they'll be blaming Obama for shutting down our power plants but not reopening them. I mean, it's always pass the buck, basically.
But yeah, it's just so funny how she's saying, well, I didn't support what Bush was doing. He's gone too far. Yet what she supports now under the Obama administration, a fellow Democrat, you know, now she supports that. So it's completely hypocritical. And I also find it funny how she's supposedly a representative to the American people, yet she can't even explain why she voted for something, supposedly what the American people are in support of. So the fact that she can't even explain it, let alone to a group of teenagers, I find very disconcerting.
And it shows that she's never asked real questions until you come along and point out the emperor's butt naked. In closing, what's coming next for you, Andrew?
You know, I'm just keeping the doors open. I'm going to see what comes next. Leanne told me to tell you to hire me. But, you know, I just like getting out there, getting my message across. And it's important to say also that this video isn't about promoting myself. It's about not about me or not even about Pelosi, but just exposing the fact that politicians can be very hypocritical.
But it's also important to say, I agree, but you become successful by asking real questions. So you also win while doing the right thing.
We're on the march. The Empire.
Great job, Andrew.
Run.
We'll talk to you. We'd love to get you
Alex
to do some
Jones
reporting for us.
The GCN
Your call's
Radio
coming up.
Network.
Great job, Andrew. Check him out at Teen Take on YouTube.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I think I might do like 30 minutes overdrive today just to take phone calls. I keep saying I'm going to do it, never do it. Jesse, Chris, Brian, Chase, Jacob, and many others. First-time callers, 800-259-9231. And by the way, America, this country, the whole world is now in the danger zone. Crank it up on the economy, on civil wars they're trying to brew so they can bring in control, destabilization, culturally, with medicine breaking down, with flesh-eating bacteria. Just on so many fronts, global crises are being exacerbated because the world technocrats have decided to go with crises and fan crises and build them so they can pose as the saviors and bring in total control. The Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution. So I'm going to go to your phone calls here. The guys pointed out, they said, Alex, we got like 8 or 9 clips of different MSNBC, CNN attacking you. Hundreds of newspapers, thousands of blogs, all of them White House affiliated or run, literally saying that I influenced the guy to kill people. Al Sharpton acting like a civil war is about to break out, but that it's a good thing. I mean, it is just insane. Let's play a few of the clips, go to your calls, and back to clips. John Bowne, there's too many of them. I've got a list here. You found even more. You found Danny DeVito from The Penguin. I mean, some lady from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Tell me her name.
Heidi Branch. Heidi Branch from the SPLC.
Okay, so you found her, and let's go ahead and play this clip. This is MSNBC.
The government needs to take this seriously. These kinds of people have killed more Americans domestically than Islamic extremists in the last several years. This is a serious threat, and the government has to be looking at these things.
Well, we're going to... All right, and that's from Al Sharpton's FBI program. Now, shifting gears into the same subject, we never played this yet, too. There's so many clips. Can you pull up the CNN saying the same thing, that now the Tea Party is more threatening than Al-Qaeda? See what I'm talking about here, folks? Now, I'm on record telling you this 6 years before it started. This is their battle plan. It's been their battle plan all along. There's the article, Infowars.com, Kurt Nemo. CNN says Liberty Movement more threatening than Al-Qaeda. We're going to go ahead and play you that clip. So it's CNN. It's MSNBC, it's all of them. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
But on the airwaves today, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, of whom Jared Miller was allegedly a fan of, Alex Jones fomented even more anti-government paranoia.
We are in the middle of a globalist revolution against this country right now, and my gut tells me that the cold-blooded, degenerate, evil killing of two police officers and a citizen in Las Vegas yesterday is absolutely staged, ladies and gentlemen.
Joining me now is the host of MSNBC's The Read Report, Joy Reid. Joy,
all right, and again, in Kurt's article, the first clip he has is from MSNBC. There's another, the story of Jared and Amanda Miller, and that's the one where they say the same thing. We have a quote in the article. We're going to not just have a link, we're going to add that to the video, and I'm going to play that as well, where CNN says Liberty Movement more threatening than Al-Qaeda. So let's get the clip on that subject. We got a bunch more of the Al Sharpton. We haven't played Chris Matthews demonizing me. But again, here's the quote. The attack in Vegas from CNN is far from the only incident of violence in American far right. Peter Bergen billed as CNN's national security analyst. So see, now we have the national security analyst telling us how citizens are the threat. I mean, that's the definition of an authoritarian country. Anyone caught out after dark will be permanently detained, a.k.a. the running man. Quote, according to data collected by the New American Foundation, right-wing extremists have killed 37 people in 16 violent incidents. Oh, my gosh. Honeybees killed 230-something in the United States since 9/11. Did you hear that? In 12 years, 37 people, some ADL front group says. Let's read the rest of this. Let's all of Homeland Security, hundreds of billions a year for 37 dead over 12 years. So, oh my gosh, 37 people and 16 violent incidents in the United States is 9/11. The number, that's about three a year. The number is more than 21 people killed by militants motivated by Al-Qaeda ideology in the United States. That's because it's made up. They run the Saudi Arabian terrorists, the criminals that run our country. They're running them in Syria, where they killed 300,000 people, mainly Christians. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. It's just, what a hoax. I don't believe anything they say. We have no idea what really happened in Vegas. I mean, it's that bad, folks. We don't know what happened at Sandy Hook. I mean, they had blue screens down there with Anderson Cooper disappearing on screen. CNN did fake Scud missile attacks in 1990. You can't believe anything they say. It's like believing Bill Clinton. And they call that a conspiracy theory because he put it in a memo ordering the media. If you question any of his lies, he calls you that name. I don't care what name you call me. Throw me in the briar patch. Let's play the Chris Matthews, and then we'll go to the calls.
Theories have a presence or at least a grudging acceptance within the political mainstream because they're expedient. And what I think we have to do is stop this demonization, the birtherism, the conspiracy theories. Alex Jones on the radio today saying it's staged and all this kind of stuff.
This whole thing was staged. Alex Jones, just to get this straight, yes. You're saying that he went on the radio today and said the federal government created this thing. And those two people really didn't do what they did. They didn't shoot the two police officers. They didn't shoot the civilian at Walmart. They're saying, that what do they think? I always wonder about conspiracy theories. What do they think did happen? If it didn't happen as we saw it happening.
He thinks it's a false flag operation like the Boston Marathon bombing. And what I think is important here is there are conservative people of goodwill and wonderful folks on that side of the fence. But what we have to have is some kind of agreement about process and demonization and resolving conflicts. And more broadly, let me just say to the left as well.
Oh, but just everybody, let's be nice. This is not an assault. Lay down, G.I., lay down. Tokyo Rose loves you. She'll kiss you and put you to bed at night. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go ahead. I appreciate Jess calling and holding for 30 minutes. Jess in Texas, you're first up. What do you think about all this? I mean, should we just believe known certified liars who tell us they lie to us and who staged other stuff? I mean, is it wrong that I question known certified liars?
I don't think it's wrong. And first off, I just want to say I've been watching you since Austin Access days. I don't know how long that's been now, but and I own guns, and I've never gone out and shot anybody, and I'm not planning.
Well, you owning guns made the crime rate go down 52%. The FBI admits that's the main reason. I mean, the crime rate went down 52% with guns because there's more guns. I mean, it's a fact. But just go ahead. You're a bad person.
Yeah, and so I'm bad for owning guns. One, and I was reading a bunch of articles last night, and it just seems like everything's just escalating, and there's this quickening going on, and it seems like something really big's coming. I don't know what it is, but it's not caused by the people or Alex Jones. I don't think you have that much power over people. I mean, you reach a lot of people, but you're not brainwashing and controlling people.
Well, I wish I had more power. I say probably every day neurotically to the point of family says, quit saying it. It sounds crazy when I say, don't shoot police. Well, I mean, they're always saying I'm making people shoot police, so I'm saying don't shoot police, and then they say I'm saying shoot police. So I'm saying don't shoot police, 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 but they're saying I'm making people shoot police. So what am I supposed to do? I obviously don't have power over these people. I think the average police should be glad I'm here trying to stop a civil war. I mean, do you understand they want to start a civil war? Do people realize that it'll be like nuclear bombs going off in this country politically and economically and physically if a civil war starts. The civil war in this country killed over 300,000 people in 4 years in the 1860s. Do you know what a civil war, they've billed Obama as this Lincoln savior, and they plan to have him with the domestic security force start a civil war? They've admitted that was their plan the whole time. Do you realize they want to have civil war part two? How many people you think are going to die in that, brother?
Maybe millions. I mean, at least, if not more.
Yeah. And let me tell you, they're telling cops in official memos that are in Forbes, not Infowars.com, that there's going to be a civil war. And the enemy is the veterans. They're telling cops, pick a fight with the veterans. That's like go and stick your you-know-what in a beehive, to quote somebody from Anonymous. I forget exactly who said that. But I mean, this is not a good idea. It's like I don't want to say it. I've come up with the weirdest stuff now that I talk about that. I mean, it would be like putting a funnel in your mouth up against a beehive and having them fly down in your lungs. I mean, it'd be like sticking your hand in a meat grinder in a garbage disposal. I mean, I've got a family. I've got children. I want stability. I want to fix things peacefully. They want to start a civil war. Anything else? I mean, I just cannot tell people enough. We've got to stop it. We've got to stop it. We've got to stop it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's just insane how many different articles they're saying that, oh, Alex Jones liked this guy's Facebook page, and Rand Paul liked his Facebook page, and all these people, they're just trying to lump together, and none of it's confirmed, and, I mean, there's just all the trolls all over the internet, just with them, and people don't know any better, and they read these comments on either Facebook or a news site, and they take it as fact.
Well, sir, I mean, they've got Facebooks with me with my head photoshopped on a priest robe claiming I'm a pedophile priest and I'm not even Catholic. They've got websites with me photoshopped with transvestites having sex and people think it's real. Exactly. I mean, I've been through this. We don't know if this is really their stuff. We don't know if he was some deep cover informant of theirs. Listen, I get fundamentally like I'm at the edge of a cliff. I appreciate your call. When I talk about Oklahoma City and the names of the FBI agents, the CIA people, and that were inside the building planning the bombs that were seen by multiple witnesses, they killed some of the witnesses, including police officer of the year, Terrence Yakey, and some medical folks. But I've talked to one of the survivors that lived after the testimony, Jane Graham, here on air. I've talked to other police officers that saw it going on, like Don Browning, highly decorated Marine Vietnam, head of the K-9 unit, for 30-something years till he retired there. And every time I talk about it, I feel like I'm at the edge of a cliff because we name names in that show, folks, and I got death threats over it. We got the hotel receipts. They lied and said they weren't there. They were seen by witnesses planting the bombs. And I feel like I'm on the edge of a cliff when I talk about it because I'm smart. I know the kind of stuff that'll get me killed or set up. But, I mean, at a certain point, you got to just go, I'm not afraid anymore. And this attorney general was the deputy attorney general, and his emails came out in lawsuits in Salt Lake City, or people that were killed because their families have standing. And he was involved in the cover-up bare minimum. I mean, they ran the false flag of Fast and Furious that killed thousands. I mean, I am literally on air. They're trying to put the head of the Veritas Project in jail routinely. They're trying to put Dinesh D'Souza in prison. They've tried all sorts of crap with me to put me in jail. I mean, I won't even get into it all, folks. It's just, let me explain something. This is real, folks, okay? This isn't a game. I know who these people are. They're bad. Does that mean the average FBI person's bad? No, a lot of them are good people. Does that mean the average cop's bad? No, they're great people on average. But they've got unlimited power now in this corrupt system, and they got bad people on top that are getting away with murder. Let's go to your calls. Again, I've got to shut up. I'm just really freaked out, man. I'm freaked out because I don't want to be right. I'm freaked out because it's over the top, folks. I mean, just as sure as the sun came up this morning, they're getting ready to stage a civil war, and I don't know how to stop them. And then it's got the cherry on top that I'm going to get blamed in the middle of it. Don't you see, folks, how epically horrid this is? But we could stop it. I should do a whole show tomorrow on how do we stop it? I don't know what we do at this point. I mean, it's so horrible. They're shutting the country down. They're stealing the pension funds. They're bankrupting us. They're shutting everything off. The borders are wide open. They're funding Al-Qaeda. And then if we resist, even in words, they call us terrorists. Brian in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex. I'm a singer-songwriter in a band called The Damn Quails. We just tour in the East Coast. We're out here, got a bunch of survival shields keeping us detoxified.
Very interesting. We've been
seeing a bunch of trucks spraying the glyphosate, man, and every time we stop along the rest stops on the highway, you can smell that stuff out here. We're in North Carolina right now.
Well, it is a sterilant, and it also grows breast tumors on record. I mean, they admit it grows breast cancer. But no one will say, hey, let's stop using it or get something else. Let's just find a cure for it. Well, how about the cure is not having glyphosate in the drinking water?
It literally smells like poison.
My grandmother will not get surgery. She's almost 90, and she's still sharp as a tack, and I love her as much as anybody in my family. She's had breast cancer for 3 years. And, you know, it's slowly growing, and if she lives long enough, it'll kill her. But, I mean, you know, this has touched me. Everybody's been touched by breast cancer. My wife's mother, you know, it makes me mad. And turns out Monsanto knows exactly what they're doing. Sir, what do you think of because I'm not mad at you, but I opened the calls up and I said, you know, we're talking about civil war and the shootings and how they're now saying Homeland Security's for the Tea Party. For me, I think that's a big deal that the anti-terror apparatus is for the Republican Party. And I think the Republican leadership should come out and speak out against this. But instead, they're working with the Democrats to go after the libertarian wing of the Republican Party. I say this is off the chart big. I appreciate your call, Brian. Is anybody else calling about this? Let's talk to Jacob in Arkansas. Jacob, go ahead.
Hey, man, how you doing?
This is above my pay grade. I'm in over my head. But so is everybody else.
Oh, my God. I totally understand what you're saying. I don't normally get to listen live, man. I'm a fish farmer, and I'm getting rained out up here in Arkansas today, but what I called in about was, I think how the Civil War is actually going to go down is financially the dollar is going to crash, and I'm really nervous. And I think the dollar is going to collapse, and then the food stamp zombies are literally going to start raping and pillaging the land, and people like me who can shoot ducks from 200 yards away with a .22 on moving water is going to be the last stand. We're going to be the last stand.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you, and then we're going to go to Chase, Jason, Chris, GB, and everybody. We're doing 30 minutes of overdrive. Everybody stay there. I'm going to come right back to you. That's right. And who do they train to fight? Not the zombies. They train to fight people that can skin a buck or run a trot line. We'll be right back. He sells, but who's buying? Once more, the communists rule America.
I don't believe in God.
Talk to him every day.
Talk to him every day. What do you mean I don't support your system?
Go to court when I have to.
When I have to.
The legendary Dave Mustaine,
what
a great guy, bringing us in.
Work on time.
Got nothing better to do. Why don't play some of his new album? It's so good.
What do you mean I don't pay my bills?
Why do you think I'm broke? He even got backlash. I'm not allowed to talk about when he talked bad about our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. As Jamie Foxx would call him. But it better work this time. I guess it's a liberal to persecute people that criticize you. You know, government power. I mean, Nixon didn't get in trouble, but what Obama does, it's loving. I'm going to go to your phone calls now in 30 minutes of overdrive into the next hour. Some stations don't carry it. A lot of them do. Internet, you can listen to Infowars.com or Infowars.com/show. There's a story up on DrudgeReport.com in amongst all the other massive border collapse. It's just border collapse, lawlessness. Obama's officially a dictator with this. On the left-hand side, it's got 3rd military base tapped to fill illegal immigrant children. They're renewing a new amnesty push. That's the answer. Just legalize everybody on top of it being by fiat. Border agent issues plea for help, says USA overrun by criminal aliens. We confirmed his identity and he's a border agent. And he didn't even say we couldn't use his name, but I told Salazar, who wrote the article, we're adding his name, Don Salazar, to just say name withheld to protect source. We confirm the source. So we're going to add that to the bottom of the article, that this is a confirmed Border Patrol source. And by the way, folks, when you send us these letters or photos or intel, tell us if you want your name out or not. You know, that's always important, because sometimes people say, well, withhold this, we will hold even more. But, I mean, I think you've already had the head of the union come out and say they plan to get rid of the border entirely and it's totally criminal and lawless. So they're somewhat public because they have a union. So you could say unions are bad, but then sometimes they're good, because then they can tell the truth and have some protection. But you got 24 troops committing suicide every day. You got more U.S. soldiers killed in friendly fire, but it's the end of the world when two cops die. Cops die every day in automobile accidents. You know, it's a dangerous job. I'm sad it happened. It's terrible. But I'm not taking the guilt for it. I mean, this guy that reportedly killed the people out in California, if you believe the official story last week, was a Democrat on record. Big fan of MSNBC, the Young Turks. I'm not blaming them for it. The guy was a nutball. But I don't act and operate like they do. Al-Qaeda has seized another Iraq city after NATO gave him a base in western Iraq. I mean, this is just out of control. This is so out of control. But DrudgeReport.com is linked to our article from Adan Salazar breaking it down. And I mean, folks, I've lived in Texas forever. The Hispanics in Texas are as much a part of Texas as anybody. Black, white, it doesn't matter, more so. That's fine. That's part of Texas culture. The issue here is that the jobs are gone. The illegals get on welfare and work on top of it. That's the phenomenon with the illegals, welfare and they work, because they want to make money and have a better life. The point is they're being used as a political weapon, and I've never seen what looked like 100 day laborers out front the Home Depot on the side of I-35 and 290. Coming to work the other day, I was downtown doing some business, and I was driving up, and I mean, it was like 100 people, but I was late to work. It was like 30 minutes to showtime. I'd gotten ready at home. And I was driving, and I was like, that's like 100 people to, you know, there. I was like, well, at least they want to work, but here's the issue. They get told by the Democrats, you get all this welfare for your wife to stay home, take care of your kids. Well, they go, I like that idea. Okay, I'll take some money. And you just vote Democrat, all right? And they go, yes, sir. And again, it's not that I'm even a Republican, except now it's an endgame. I don't like having two parties. I want 10 parties. Now we're only going to have one. We'll be back in overdrive. I'll promise I'm going to Jacob, Chase, Jason, Chris, JB, and others.
You are listening
Chase
to
is up
BCS.
Next, then Chris, and others. We're going to finish up with Jacob.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
We let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Coast to coast. Direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, all Hades is breaking loose. I was finishing up with Jacob. I appreciate him holding. Chase, Chris, Jason, JB, GB. We'll get to all of you. 800-259-9231. All right, Jacob, you were getting into the whole Civil War thing. I totally agree with you. You've got upwards of 50 million people on food stamps, 100 plus million people on some form of food assistance, 100 million people on some form of welfare, another 50 million that are government dependent. I mean, that's more than half the public. 47% as Mitt Romney said, just don't care and are going to continue to vote until the day the lights don't turn on. And I can't imagine what it's going to be like. And why would the government who built this nightmare want our guns during a collapse when that's the only thing that's going to maintain order in any area?
I mean, what I was getting into about the food stamp zombies is that's how it's all going to start. They're demonizing us right now to get the jellyfish who's going to vote, or, you know, the idiot jellyfish who's on their side to be against us when they come after us. Like, it's all going to start off when their food gets cut off, the zombies I'm talking about, when their food gets cut off, then they're going to, you know, come after us because we're prepared and we're going to start having to kill them by the tens of thousands. Then that's when the military and foreign troops are going to have to come curtail the, quote, civil disturbances, you know, and we're going to be in the right when we have to defend ourselves. But this whole time they've demonized us and made us look like the terrorists.
Wow, that totally clicks that an economic implosion like Greece or somewhere where they had incredible violence, destruction, Spain, you name it, that when that kicks off here, they're going to call it terrorism. And then anyone that defends themselves is going to be called a terrorist. That makes a lot. And they'll call it race war because Michael Moore and others, they have a meme. They say anybody in the country with a gun is a racist who wants to kill blacks. Well, a lot of the blacks I know are moving to the country and getting guns and homeschooling their kids. They want freedom too, man. I think that's in the cards. I know that's what they're really training for with all the armored vehicles and stuff, and then using it as side training to say it's for the Tea Party. The Tea Party is the last group that you're going to have any problems with unless you try to go enslave them.
Yeah, that's the one thing. We can't offensively do anything, but when we're attacked, we have to defend ourselves. And then, but then you got MSLSD because they all seem like they're on some kind of drugs the whole time.
What they are is a group of hardcore fascists who know exactly what they're doing. I mean, they're following a script. They're operatives. I would imagine most of them are actually officers and are saluting. And a lot of them aren't American officers. And by the way, it's come out CNN's a bunch of Pentagon staff. It's beyond evil, sir. Anything else?
Well, can I plug one of your products before I go?
Sure.
The fluoride shield is by far my favorite. I've taken the Nation Iodine. The Supermail Vitality is amazing. Don't get me wrong, but when I first started taking the fluoride shield, you're right, man. I mean, the toxins and stuff that come out of your skin is absolutely disgusting. But when you wake up in the morning and you feel like, you know, you just feel like re-energized, it's amazing.
Our number one sleeper product, it's the least best selling, and I think it was the best thing we came out with. I held it as genius when Dr. Group and other researchers came out with six compounds, well-known, documented to be super chelators and detoxifiers, and it's double the size of the bottle for only a fraction of a higher price than a regular fluoride shield, the survival shield. I think it is the sleeper product. And you know what? To encourage people to get on it, I think we ought to do a sale of it. For a set of $39, we should do it for $29.95. And again, it's funding the operation, folks. Detox tinctures of this caliber are $50 to $100 by other competitors. So they're very fairly priced. And we really appreciate all your support. So I'm glad you brought it up because I didn't plug anything last hour. And that's how we fund our operation. Everybody should try the fluoride shield. It's got the Nation Iodine, but five other detoxifying compounds. Thank you so much, sir, for the support. Testimonials are very important so people understand we're not playing games.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's jam in your calls here. We're live. Fixed bayonets. We're in overdrive in the info war. Nonviolent cultural revolution against the cultural dehumanist, the cultural beyond Marxism eugenicist that we face. Being aware of their manipulation is the end of their manipulation. Resisting their manipulation is victory. No one can be conquered who wants to be free. But you have to know the battle space to be free. And you have to know the police are not your enemy, even though they want to try to create a civil war and are telling the police that anybody who doesn't worship Mao Zedong is a murdering cop killer. This is the attempt for a total domestic takeover. Because they're scared. They know the libertarian movement's taking the country back. Let's go to Chris in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm all right. Thanks for holding. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I want to ask you about the Act of 1871. I think it's the way we can prevent a civil war and rip the rug out from under the bankers. I don't know if you've ever heard about it or
done. Well, are you talking about that was the reversal of the abuses of Reconstruction?
Yeah, the United States was in some financial troubles and made a deal with the devil, with the Rothschilds and other bankers, and basically reworded the Constitution and put us on the track we're on today.
Well, you know, I'm familiar with that a little bit. Refresh my memory more about it.
Well, they signed in the act, and then they needed money, and so they gave bankers, you know, a lot of control over the country.
And well, that's right. And the 30s, in 1830s and such, the President Jackson fought against that on his deathbed, said, I killed the bank. But they did get quasi-control in the 1870s, but they didn't get really full control till 1913. We need to abolish the Federal Reserve, restore Glass-Steagall. Great point. What do you think about them trying to foment a civil war?
It's crazy. And there was another school shooting this afternoon in Oregon.
Yeah, that's probably gang-related. Yeah, two people shot, including the shooter. It's going to happen. It's part of a free society, but you got a much better chance. I think it's like 15 to 20 times, depending on the year, to die in a car wreck. Better chance of being electrocuted, falling in the bathtub for non-self-inflicted gun wounds. If you add suicide, I think it's like 12,000 a year, to the tally of gunshot deaths, then it's more than drowning. I mean, you know, ban lakes. I mean, you're going to ban swimming. More people die swimming in the lake. I mean, yeah, it's just you're going to die, folks. It's bad guys with guns, not the guns. I know our audience knows that. We need to explain that to people. And me saying don't kill cops if you're mad at the government, because it's like killing a bank teller because you're mad at your bank. That equals Alex Jones wants cops killed and is influencing people to kill cops, according to CNN and MSNBC. That's the craziness we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. That's the insanity. By the way, did we ever get the CNN clip where they say now, I know we have the MSNBC, but Kurt quotes it here and we have a link to it. Do we have that where they now say the Tea Party's the enemy, not Al-Qaeda, that the Tea Party's the main threat? Yeah, because we talked about that last hour, and we were going to see what was going to go on with that headline. Because I know CNN did say that, but then we have a clip of MSNBC saying it, and it's confusing people. So it's not a big deal. We talked about it a couple times. I just want to find out. So please let me know. Let's go to Chase in Colorado. Chase, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I'm calling about, there's a shooting at a high school in Oregon today, and
yes.
I'm sure your crew is following it. I think our government is going live with these events now, like a 9/11 event, just like Vegas yesterday, or the day before. Right now, it sounds like there's one shooter and one student dead. But I think this was a live event because a lot of the families seem like they are really distressed and, you know, pretty well put together, waiting for their kids to get off these buses. They're taking the kids from the high school to a supermarket.
No, I know. They told the parents, you don't get your kids. They were doing this before the school shootings even popped up again. Again, on a graph, there was a lot of gang-related stuff in the 80s and 90s. That's why it's still flat. But it is true there's a little bit of an increase in weirdo mass shootings because they're hyping them where it's not gang-related. But you average it together with the gang-related, it's flat. And it's all media hype. And yeah, they've been hyping the school shooting thing since before it started. And a lot of the psychologists chalk it up to the video games. And again, I'm not saying ban the shoot 'em up games, but already unstable, mentally ill people are on drugs, legal and legal, from the Arizona shooter to you name it, and they're always devil worshippers. They've always, when there's real shootings, they're devil worshippers with satanic shrines who are into death in every case. So what do you bottom line think's going on in Oregon?
Well, my point was a lot of the students are reporting a second shooter. They said when they started shooting, the official story says that there was one shooter, and a lot of the students, they said, when they started shooting, we started to run.
Well, I mean, guys, print off the latest on that, because I just saw it and kind of didn't follow it because I was busy focused on the big issues. But yeah, but I just want a basic print on like what happened. We're both killed, because that's when it's a big telltale. When everyone involved is killed, that's a good cover for it being staged. So I just need the basic numbers on that. Thanks. Shooter was killed. And the shooter might have been killed by police or something, but it's just so convenient, like this other case. Thank you. Thank you, Chase. Jason in Tennessee, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
How are you doing? It's an honor to speak with you.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you, brother. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say thank you for everything you do.
No, don't do that.
You've woke me up. You've woke me up. I started listening to you probably right after 9/11, 2001. You woke me up, and I can't thank you enough for that. I was just like the other zombies, watching the news and believing it.
Well, Jason, I can't thank WBCR 1470, our oldest affiliate after Rochester, New York. Two affiliates we have up there, Dr. Wolf stations, that still air the broadcast. But thank you so much, Jason. Give us your take on what's happening. They're now rolling out the script exactly as I predicted. It's not hard to do because they were telling us what they would do.
1,000 times. But I tell you what, my grandfather stormed the beaches of Normandy. I have an uncle that died in Vietnam. My brother was a Navy SEAL, served in Bosnia. And I'll tell you what, if they want to roll that out against the American people, they're going to, that's the worst mistake they could ever make.
Yeah, I mean, there is a disconnect. The globalists know what they're doing, but George Soros just ratted people out and had them thrown in concentration camps. He didn't actually do the killing. And it goes for all these other MSNBC people and all the rest of them. I mean, they literally, they're not going to get away with what they've done if they cause a civil war in this country. I will guarantee you, in the end, they are the ones that ought to be worried. And I know they're a bunch of cowards. Why do you think they don't understand what they're doing? I guess they haven't studied military history. They haven't studied asymmetrical warfare. They haven't studied this country.
I guess they haven't. I guess they haven't even studied Afghanistan or Iraq, that the greatest military power in the world can't even lock down those countries. I mean, what makes them think they're going to be able to lock down America?
What is your family?
Gun owners.
What does your Navy SEAL brother think about all this?
You know what? He's a little bit skeptical, but, you know, every now and again, he'll get a few beers in him and tell me some things that'll make your skin crawl. And I'm not even going to say it over the phone. I don't want to get him in trouble or nothing. But
what, torturing people? Okay. Shipping drugs in? What is it?
Well, kind of more along the lines of like that movie Resident Evil. He got hurt when he was a SEAL, and he had such a high security clearance that he did other things, so to speak. And he could tell you things that make your skin crawl.
Oh, I know. They've got those clone bases and everything else. Yeah, the public isn't ready to hear all that. Very interesting. I appreciate your call. Yeah. Cloning's been going on since the Nazis. That's now declassified. Rabbits. Rabbits are the most fertile mammal that we know of. They've been cloning humans in embryonic form since the 80s. And they always bury it like a footnote. I remember, we're going to skip this network break, and then we'll just go out with the whatever you guys want. I just want to say this crew for a three-hour radio show, some days longer, is the hardest working folks. The way they just jump and scramble when I get in my manic mode here on air. I want to pray for folks, pray for my great crew, and salute them. What a great crew. The radio crew is in the bunker. They are in the command base. And it's like Ender's Game. We're actually engaged in the New World Order, and we thought it was all a game the whole time. let's go ahead. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead. I have to skip this break so I have time to get to all the callers as promised. The globalists are making the same mistake Napoleon and Hitler made, literally starting war with Russia. But if they think Russia is going to be an issue, the American people kicked the redcoats' butt. And I don't care how much mind control you've got, how much propaganda, it may have 80% of the public caught in its web, and I think that's a high number. You don't have the rest of the people, and if people won't change and won't submit and won't roll over in the dirt, there are a lot of people that aren't scared. It's beyond being scared. You've got an instinct that my biggest problem, because I'm only like 5'10", 5'11", I hunch over, so I'm 5'10", and I am a big guy. I mean, I'm muscular, but I'm not like some of these huge guys that are 6'7", you know, 300 pounds, can bench press, you know, 600 pounds. And a lot of big guys are nice, but I have this problem, like if a big guy tries to push his way past me or treat me like I'm a little guy, I mean, I guess you'd call it Napoleonic syndrome. I say, listen, I mean, immediately I want to climb up on top of them and kick their ass. And it's actually a weakness of mine that I've developed not to be so, you know, looking for trouble. Because I don't look for fights, but the worst time is some big guy starts a fight with me, man. And what it is it's fight or flight. And I finally psychologically in the last decade figured out what it is and have learned to just control it. Let big guys push me around and stuff because I got bigger fights to fight. Is that it's a fight or flight. I mean, a big guy's pushing me around at a primitive level, my body gears up to, you know, go after him. And, most of the time they're not going to win because I'm the little guy and they're in the wrong. I'm cornered. And it's the same thing with this government. That's why I'm not afraid of them. It's the opposite. I'm just like, these are bad, evil people who hate humanity, and my instincts are, let's fight them. But you don't fight them stupid by going in a grocery store and shooting cops who are probably good people. Even if they were bad, they deserve a trial. We don't become the New World Order to fight the New World Order is what I'm trying to get at. And I really appreciate that last caller. You touched my heart, sir. God bless you. Yeah, there's all sorts of weird experiments going on and just stuff that's off the chart. And it's industrial level. I'm not bragging when I say that when in the 80s, I guess late 80s, my mom and dad had multiple discussions. And my dad would say, let's talk about it privately and stuff like that with my mom, so I never even heard all of it. He won't talk about it today, where the CIA tried to hire him, because I had some family that did stuff for the CIA, to be inducted in Maryland into literal below-ground bases for a four-year secret tour, and they were hiring other top dentists that were pioneering implants. My dad pioneered implants and would, you know, taught it at medical school and all that, and it was literally, they just said, it's cybernetics, it's highly advanced. And he was, and it was $400,000 a year, way more money than he was making then. And he owned dental offices. And he said no, because my dad did work at the medical school. He was someone who would do medical procedures on high level CIA people. They would come into him, and then they would not allow deadening. They would have people there watching while he did procedures on people just because they can't be put under. That was back during the Cold War. And so my dad did do that. Probably get mad at me even telling this. But the whole point is that what that guy was talking about, I mean, it's reportedly really bad what's going on now. I mean, you name it, Island of Dr. Maru level stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And It's just from what I've been told by high level people, not my dad. He was just went and interviewed and was told about it. And it's just we're not in Kansas is what I'm trying to tell people. Let's go to GB in Louisiana. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I have, I've taken your advice. And I started my own webpage, aggregating some news, trying to wake up my local community down here in New Orleans, and doing some man on the street type interviews than the French Quarter, just trying to wake up regular folks like me and you.
Well, keep it up. What do you think about what's going on with the attempt to start the Civil War? Do you disagree they're trying to do that, or what do you think?
No, I agree. I just completed a citizens academy with my local sheriff down here, and I confronted him on the fact that he was reiterating these talking points that you've been mentioning over the last, you know, God knows how long, about domestic terrorism and how they weren't worried about Al Qaeda anymore, and that they've got to do something because people are dying every day. And I asked him, you know, where? Who, like, you know, he was speaking like there was already a war going on.
Well, that's because MSNBC and CNN go, there's an epidemic of Tea Partiers killing people. 36 in 12 years. That's 3 a year. That's the opposite of an epidemic. That's less people than great white sharks kill every year, one of the rarest ways to die. I mean, my point is, no, that's the thing. They've got to do something. Harry Reid's on the Senate floor. We have the clip. We got to shut down free speech, the Tea Party. I mean, this is outrageous.
I emailed Kurt Nimmo about an article that I'm working on, and I've included some audio footage from what he had to say, just a snippet of that.
So who is this that was saying that? Who is telling you this?
This is the sheriff down here in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, and he's one of the biggest sheriffs because of the population. That
I know. That's the main one. And he's saying they got to do something about what? Because I know we have an article with another sheriff saying we got to prepare for war with the veterans because of the epidemic. It's a talking point, and they go out and say there's an epidemic of veterans killing police. We've got to go after them. Really? Where? This Joker guy wasn't a veteran. I mean, he's saying they've got to gear up for who?
He was saying that people are dying every day because of domestic terrorism, and that he wasn't worried about Al Qaeda anymore. I have to finish listening to the rest of the audio because it was been a couple of weeks since I completed the class, and I've been working on my website.
Sir, that's incredible. I want to put you on hold. I want to give you to our reporters, Adon Salazar, Kurt Nimmo, whoever it is you want to talk to. That is a powerful article that we need to put out, that they're teaching that in classes. I mean, that's the official rollout, that the Tea Party is the new Al-Qaeda and Alex Jones is its leader. I'm basically the new Osama bin Laden. I mean, let's just get it straight here. And, you know, you wake up in the morning and you discover that you're being blamed for cop killings and you're the new terror leader. I mean, it's weird. That's all I can say. My life is officially Twilight Zone level. Sir, I'm going to put you on hold. Are you in college or high school? What type of class was this?
No, I've completed college. I'm a professional, and this was a Citizens Academy sponsored by the sheriff's office to basically, I guess it's a PR type.
I got it. That's amazing. So citizens being taught, sheriff teaches citizens. Citizen snitch classes, sheriff teaches citizens in snitch classes. How do you put a headline on it? A law enforcement snitch class says watch your neighbor, or says Tea Party's the terrorist. You think that's a fair headline?
Well, yeah, it's something like that, but it's not just that, because I got him on audio saying that he, you know, he wishes he could have those FFL certificates as well, and I'm sure the people of Louisiana wouldn't appreciate that they're, you know, gun-loving sheriff would want to have a registration.
Wait a minute. The sheriff wants to get your guns registered? You're kidding.
I've got it on audio.
By the way, we've got it up. It says Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office Safety Citizens Academy Guidelines. And see, folks, you don't want to just sit in a bunker getting guns ready. You want to go to all these events. You want to get intel for America and expose all these people that are teaching treason. God bless you, brother. I really want to hear that. Thank you so much. Lee in Georgia, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. I met you once before at the Dallas Fed rally. But
yes,
I have
sir,
a question,
brother.
About the children that they are shipping into the country. All these immigrants, they're illegal immigrants, and, you know, how are they getting in here?
You know,
no, it's in the local news. Parents put their kids on planes, they land, and Customs has been told, take the children, give them lawyers, give them to Obama. They're Obama's cult children to be used as a political pawn now and say, you must legalize them. Look at little Felipe. He's your responsibility. I mean, literally.
Well, it just set my spidey senses off, you know, because it seems to me like, you know, they're storing them at military bases now and all this stuff. Like, what if they're going to use them as child soldiers at a point?
Well, they say they're being abused. Like, I mean, I don't know. Look, Oliver North wanted to use rounding up immigrants in an immigrant wave as a cover to build FEMA camps and to get everybody used to military holding large groups of non-criminal populations. And that's called Rex 84. That's declassified. So, yeah, that could be it, brother. Great points. I'm sorry to Greg in North Carolina. No. Well, you know what? We're going to continue overdrive. We'll come back with the fixed bayonets clip, and then we'll go to Jeff and Mark and everybody else straight ahead. We've got a Jakari Jackson intro as well we're going to play. Let's play the Jakari Jackson clip when we come back. We're just going to keep going. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fixed bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
No weapons of mass destruction were found.
Are you kidding me? Do you buy that? There were.
It's Alex Jones.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white.
Come on, let's shoot.
He would always
Blair.
Bang, bang. He shot me down, bang, bang.
Hey, I need to get the brass to drop ramps. I got a wounded girl. We need to take the rest of mine.
It's their fault for bringing their kids to a battle.
That's right.
The main reason we went into Iraq at the time was we thought he had weapons of mass destruction. It turns out he didn't, but he had the capacity to make weapons of mass destruction. But I also talked about the human suffering in Iraq.
Hello, boys and girls. I have a special message for you from the President of the United States. I salute the boys and girls who are buying United States savings stamps and bonds, and they're giving important support to the cause of freedom and the men who fight for us in Vietnam.
Congress gave us this authority in August 1964 to do whatever may be necessary. That's pretty far-reaching. That's the sky's the limit.
As an American citizen, you have to respect our president, whether I like it or not. It's really not my decision, but I do respect my president, and I will support whatever decision he makes.
It's your cult member.
Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang.
It is a hard fact that U.S. strikes have resulted in civilian casualties.
Don't know why. Until this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye. He didn't take the time to lie.
The United States knows that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
One of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply. That reply is being
Well, Jakari Jackson's quite the artiste when it comes to video presentations. Very touching. I guess he wants to give Darren McBreen a run for his money around here, or Rob Jacobson, or Josh Owens, or Rob Dew. What an incredible team. Or Marcos Morales. We just have such a great team. I didn't even list them all when it comes to video. But they all love Liberty, and it's such a blessing to build a team like this. The feds have been here before when I was going to release the Obama deception, asking about it. But they gave me a gag order, so I couldn't say why they were here. I could have fought it, but people then, the usual suspects, said it was a lie, the FBI wasn't here. And, of course, it later came out in the Associated Press they were. About a year later when the gag order was lifted, reporters got a hold of it. I am not at liberty to talk about it, but and I guess this will probably happen with more people, but the FBI is visiting DHS, the overarching DHS, is visiting people without warrants who are contributors to the InfoWars network and asking questions about me. In a case in California, it's an ongoing thing. So it's just pure intimidation, and it doesn't intimidate anybody. In fact, I was tired today, a couple hours in the show, but I just did overdrive because of this, and I think I'm going to shoot a couple special reports tonight now, and maybe I'll just stay up here till 2 in the morning, because that's my rule, is that people censor us, we double down. People try to shut us down, we get louder. Somebody punches me in the face, I punch him back twice. And the president of the United States is not our president. He is a lawless criminal. I'm an American being raped by the private Federal Reserve, raped by Obamacare, raped by their GMO, raped by them funding Al-Qaeda with my tax money to kill 300,000 mainly Christians in Egypt, Libya, and Syria. And I have a right to not be your slave. I have a right to not be urinated on by you and your minions who hate me. While you fly around in your jets and your red carpets telling poor Africans they can't have air conditioning or a car because they're bad, they should feel guilty. A, you don't understand science, but you do. You want them to be poor and accept being poor. But if you did believe that crap, you wouldn't be such a giant consumer like all of you hypocrites. You people are a bunch of criminal con artists with fancy PR. But what happens when people don't buy your fancy PR, no matter how much perfume you put on it? It's still a hog. A big, ugly, rotting, stinking carcass of a hog. And here's the news. You can demonize me all day long. People want off the New World Order train. People don't like where it's going. And you can try to stir up race wars all day. You can try to stir up fights between the sexes and religious fights. You can fund destabilization all over the world. You can say our veterans are crap and cut off their VA care and try to euthanize them or psyop them and tell them they're mentally ill and try to put them on drugs. They're waking up. And you evildoers, and that's what they are. They love doing evil. They love inventing evil. They want to teach kids 2 + 2 = 5. Because they've got to grow up in a world where I say, don't kill police, don't be violent. And then they say, I'm causing people to kill police. That's 2 + 2 = 5. No, it equals 4, ladies and gentlemen. 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 = 4. They hate that. It's like Bill Murray in Ghostbusters where he's tapping on the piano. He goes, oh, they hate that. That's a joke. I'm not joking when I say they hate that. These bogeys, these boobies, booby doesn't mean an idiot like you think. That's the popular parlance. It means a pirate, a China Sea pirate. And the globalists are beyond boobies. Your classic pirates of the world were just robbing other merchant navies that were pirates in their own right in many cases. It was men against men. You could admire pirates to a certain extent if you actually study them. Some of the pirates of the Caribbean, things like that. But I will tell you right now, I do not admire the pirates that run Skull and Bones and the pirates that run MSNBC. They are despicable people. They don't have a passion and a love for women. They don't have a passion and love for art. Or what they do have a love for is ugliness and lies and fraud and stench. And they want to turn everybody's productivity off so they can squat on what's left of it and dole it out. They want to tell everybody what to do. And I am set against them forever. And this show is a testament to the ragtag nature of liberty and the fact that it's got them all up in a dander. We have a bigger audience than pathetic MSNBC. CNN is a shadow of itself. You people are pathetic. So just keep saying I'm a terrorist or deeply racist or behind the Boston bombing or, you know, I was born in 1974. Maybe I was, if there was a cop was shot in 73, maybe I did that too before I was born. Why are they demonizing us? Because they're scared. Let's go to your calls. Greg in North Carolina. Greg, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I'll be brief because I know you're pressed.
No, I got time. We don't go to break for a while. Go ahead.
Well, fortunately, I have a lot of time to do research, and I came across a really interesting tidbit that I'm really surprised that the mainstream media has not picked up on this. But it appears, Alex, that you had something to do with the Hindenburg disaster in 1937.
You're kidding.
I just want to know what you have to say for yourself, young man.
Well, I'm against blimps being filled with hydrogen. I think passenger blimps should not be filled with hydrogen. They should be filled with helium. And I apologize for the death and the loss, but I wasn't involved.
Well, you know, the Titanic didn't really hit an iceberg, and I know it blew up midstream, and I hear that you had something to do with that as well.
Well, I'm sorry for the loss of lives there, but I wasn't involved, I promise.
Take care, Alex.
Thank you for calling. That guy sounded like Porter Stansberry. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in New Mexico. Mark, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I finally got to the telephone to talk to you after all these years I've been listening to you, man.
You sound like a character.
Well, I guess I am. I'm an ex-Air Force pilot and a Vietnam vet. And I can tell you stories. I've never really talked to you, but I decided today something said try to get in, and I did. I got in. So here I am.
Well, I want to say what I always say to people. Thank you for putting up with me. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, Alex, I want to tell you something, pal. I'm quite a bit older than you. I'm 75 years old. I was around for Vietnam, all of that mess and all the rest of it, in the Air Force at the time, flying. I've flown all my life. That's all I've ever done. I'm a test pilot, ex-test pilot, the whole nine yards. And I have been around the horn. And I mean, I've been around the horn. A lot of the stuff you read about and hear about sometimes, I was even involved in. So I didn't just get out of the fall off the wagon, is what I'm trying to say.
You didn't just fall off a pumpkin truck.
Got it. You got it. In fact, they had me picking the pumpkins. Anyway, what I called you about, I just want to encourage you, brother, and you are my brother, pal. Let me tell you, you are my brother. This country, my God, I hope the people wake up. They've got to wake up, but they're not going to be a country if they keep going the way they're going. This cannot stand. They put a man in the presidency. They can't even legally be the president. I don't even want to get on that subject. But this is how bad we have slid backwards, and we're still sledding backwards. The things that you're giving them, thank God you're there, Alex. I could never talk. But you can talk, man. Give it to them. Before we're actually shooting at each other. You know, at my age, I hate to think I'm going to have to drag a rifle off the, you know, the wall one of these days. But it could happen. I'm not going to give into this. I've listened to you for years, man. I mean, way back there. And come back to John Stadtmiller, the first time I ever heard of you.
Oh, yeah, John's still doing a good job with this show. Well, listen, I want to tell you something. We've got a project where when I hear iconic voices, we're going to have them do voiceovers like Scottish John, who's an Austin listener, and I've known him for about 15 years, running into him at pro-gun demonstrations. And we pay Scottish John for doing that ad, even though he didn't want money. your voice right over the phone. You could do some good ads and promos. So if you want to give us your name and number, I'm going to start this project so it's not just my voice all day with the ads or promos or even famous quotes of founders. I want to start including that on the nightly news every night. So maybe once a week you could record on a tape recorder. We sent you that and mail it back to us, or if you're not technical. But I'd like to have you do some voiceovers because you've got an iconic, sounds like a Texas accent. Are you from New Mexico or Texas?
Born and raised in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen.
My whole family's all buried down there. Everybody, I've got a wife. We've been married for a lot of years.
Yeah.
And she's a school teacher. And like I said, I still the last job I was on that I've done, the Jepson flight simulator. I'm the guy that did all the work for MDM on that. So guys that don't like that, they can blame me for it. I did literally all the flight work for MDM, and then they sold it to Jepson, the program. They also did a twin engine program, and I did that also. But I've got thousands and thousands and thousands of hours flying airplanes.
Well, that's amazing. Well, we want to talk to you again. Give us your name and number if you want to do some voiceovers for us, all right?
Yeah, sure, anytime.
Guys, get his name and number right now, John Harmon. Thank you. Don't hang up. All right, that was a very interesting caller. What was his name again? Mark in New Mexico. Yeah, just hearing his voice at first, it was really interesting. Now, I feel sorry for folks having to hear my raspy voice all day, and half the time I'm gibbering and jabbering. That's why I don't like compliments, is because this is such a big job, and I can't even listen to my own show half the time when I hear a rebroadcast. I mean, I sound like an obnoxious, you know, nutbag sometimes, but it's because I'm reporting on what's going on that is crazy, but I'm not crazy. The world is just weird. It's weird. And by the way, folks, if you want to do voiceovers for us, do audio clips and send them to, say, showtips at Infowars.com. Or maybe audio at InfoWars. Create that email. Audio at InfoWars. Or how about voice at InfoWars? That'll be the email. Voice at InfoWars. We'll create that email. And if you think you got a voice that we could use, don't feel bad if we don't contact you. Send an audio file there because, quite frankly, I'm sick of hearing my voice. We're looking at replacing pretty much most of the voiceovers with other people, not me. But I want original voices, not the classic radio voice of, hey, everybody, it's sunny outside. And I don't try to sound like a radio guy. I've got a blasted, blown-out voice. That's why it sounds like this. And half the time I'm so wound up, it's unlistenable. But it's very humbling to hear old guys like that having confidence in me. I just know all these great people. I know, like, world bull riding champions, and I know test pilots, and I know, you know, just amazing people who are big fans of this show. I know Chuck Yeager is a listener, but then his lawyers got a hold of him when he's about to come on and wouldn't let him come on, which is wrong. I should be able to get Chuck Yeager on. We ended up getting contacted by his people. But then, you know, then his lawyer contacted us. Well, we don't think now is the time, blah, blah, blah. So it's just, I mean, people go, Chuck Yeager, who's Chuck Yeager? The average person doesn't even know who Chuck Yeager is. And I think that shows why this country is so screwed up. That's a guy from West Virginia right there. I would interview Chuck Yeager just about like the 50-something Nazi airplanes he shot down, stuff like that. That's a guy like from my grandfather's generation, a living fossil who still jumps out of airplanes. I'm out of, you know what, let's just do the whole hour. I will shut up when we come back and go to Jeff. And let me see who else. Julian and a few others that have been holding the longest, but that's all I can get to is Jeff and Julian and maybe Crazy Horse. You got to go to Crazy Horse. But just today, Homeland Security visited one of our auxiliary reporters, a fellow that's done some work for us, asking about me. And I'm proud of him. He said, you don't have a warrant. Get off my property. I'm not talking to you. I mean, this is thought control. This is.
Your torches of wisdom. So we have Ian right there.
What's his name?
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now.
It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
All right, final segment of Jam These Calls In. Like I said, the guys compiled a breakdown of the Oregon shooting. They did find someone else with a gun, but say it's unrelated. Who knows what that means? The mayor lodged the drill that occurred a couple months ago there, but then there's been no confirmation that drill did happen. Probably just gang-related, two people, one bad guy, one other person shooting someone. But again, they just hype up this fetish when people... There's 317 million people. There's going to be stuff going on. People get struck by lightning. People drowned. I mean, it goes on. Let's go to phone calls here. Let's go to Jeff in Canada. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Alex, God bless InfoWars and the entire team. We're praying for you and all your families. I can imagine what they must be going through. But what I wanted to talk about was the Canadian government and how complicit they are and how in lockstep they are with this entire globalist agenda. All the way back, going back to the 60s, involved in the MKUltra program, to and including, the Afghan war in Afghanistan and the opium war that they were waiting there for the Anglo-American Empire. But what I wanted to talk about was this New Brunswick shooter and how I believe that there's a good chance that this is completely staged. Within a few minutes of the shooting going on, they had somebody there taking photographs, like profile photographs of the shooter, for...
Yeah, no, that's always telltale that before connections were even found to me, all the usual White House-controlled suspects were saying Alex Jones Tea Party, and then voila, it was all there.
Well, this guy in New Brunswick is... the Canadian patriot guy and the guns and libertarian and freedom. And it happened exactly at the same time as this Las Vegas shooter, just right in lockstep shooting a couple of cops, and he's a freedom guy, anarchist, blah, 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 whatever. And I just think that the Canadian government is completely complicit in this. And if people in Canada think that we're going to escape this civil war, your brothers to the north are pretty much involved.
Oh, I know. They're arresting preachers that read anti-homosexual stuff out of the Bible in Canada. And again, I don't go to churches where they're bashing a bunch of people or whatever, but at the same time, it's free speech. And we're supposedly in the West here, ladies and gentlemen, and you got to support free speech. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Julian in Texas. Sorry, last caller I have time for to the others. I want to go to Crazy Horse, too. We'll see. Julian, go ahead. Very interesting. Go ahead, Julian. Okay, well, I guess we will go to Crazy Horse. It was meant to be. Crazy Horse in California. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I don't want to go into details or specifics of names and anything because I want to protect officers and their families as well as myself. I haven't really spoken to my lawyer before calling you, but...
Sure, tell me what happened. You're anonymous and nobody knows. It doesn't matter. Go ahead. Tell me.
I just want to tell you and your listeners that the sheriffs are being told, all this propaganda. So, excuse me.
No, they're going out and taking Patriots' guns in a soft gun confiscation. And so they brought up, well, Patriots are killing people. We got to take your guns.
Well, there was an issue that came up. We had a string of burglaries around my area. And a car showed up on my neighbor's property. It looked like they were running from somebody.
I know. Finish real quick, because you say on the board, okay, they took your gun.
Yeah, basically, the sheriff came, they took my gun, they never charged me.
I know. That's because you're in California. Even Bloomberg reports the headline that gun confiscation has begun. Outside of law, just like Obama's opened the borders. Great job to the crew. That's 4 hours. Nightly news tonight, 7. It'll all be boiled down. PrisonPlanet.tv. Become a member today. Stand with us against this evil.